Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The partial government shutdown finally over. President Trump has signed a bill funding much of the Department of Homeland Security.
The president's signature put an end to the longest agency shutdown in history. It lasted more than 70 days as Democrats refused to fund Donald Trump's immigration enforcement operations without changes. To break the impasse, Republican leaders in both the House and Senate decided to tackle the immigration enforcement funding on their own through what is called budget reconciliation.
And White House correspondent Greg Clugston says that process will take several weeks. Gas prices, they continue to rise. Today's AAA national average, $4.39 per gallon for regular. It's up 9 cents from yesterday, but White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett expects the sky-high prices to be short-lived.
We're more optimistic even than futures markets because we've started to account for the fact that UAE left OPEC, and they have a massive amount of excess capacity. They could turn the knobs up to 100% right away, and that'll have a huge effect on oil prices around the world.
President Trump says Iran, despite perceived stubbornness when it comes to making a deal with the U.S., is most anxious to end the war.
I mean, I don't know what stubborn is, because really nobody knows what the talks are except myself and a couple of other people. They want to make a deal badly.
And despite high prices and the Iran war, we've seen a cavalcade of upbeat economic news this week. Manufacturing is hot, consumer confidence has come bounding back, and the housing market is picking up both in terms of construction and home buying. Federal prosecutors out with a video showing the moment a man armed with guns and knives tried to storm the White House correspondents' dinner last weekend. Intent, prosecutors say, on assassinating President Trump and members of his team. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up by 71 points. NASDAQ futures down 28. Townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're looking live at both the Harbor Tunnels. Lanes are open. All four lanes clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, both north and southbound. 895. Most of the traffic early in the morning is southbound. The lanes are open. Traffic that is coming northbound on 895. Also in good shape. Very nice on the Beltway early. JFX is clear for coming downtown. Today is the first day of the Flower Mart. So in the area at Mount Vernon Place and Monument Street, local detours will be underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. A chance for a few scattered showers this evening and tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
43 degrees in White Marsh and 42 in Joppa Town. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. The Southern District Community Coalition is calling on city leaders to address quality of life issues involving dirt bikes, open-air drug markets, illegal parking, and loitering. The group rallied outside of City Hall on Thursday to deliver a petition signed by more than 800 residents who live in neighborhoods that include Federal Hill, Pigtown, and Brooklyn. The petition is requesting a response from city leaders and the governor's office within 30 days. The coalition says the issues facing their communities are threatening their safety, stability, and quality of life. And Baltimore County police have arrested a man after he allegedly abducted a Cockeysville Middle School student on Thursday. The student told police she was walking to school when a man drove up to her and claimed he was a family friend. The suspect persuaded the girl to get into his car, and he drove her to several locations before taking her to the school. Detectives later located the suspect, and he was taken into custody. Police said their investigation is ongoing. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 607, the pick 4, 9401. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Beautiful day, actually, at Camden Yards yesterday, and it started out in grand fashion.
Fly ball into left field. Get Alvarez at the wall.
Kevin Brown had the call on Massa, and Jeremiah Jackson's second grand slam of the season came in the seventh, two innings after Adley Rutschman hit one in the fifth, and the O's bashed their way to a 10-3 win in game one. And it was all looking good. You're thinking, all right, okay, here we go. And then game two happened.
Two on and two out. Cam sends this one to center, sending Tavares back, all the way back, looking up, gone, into the bleachers. A three-run shot for Cam Smith.
Todd Callis had the call on the Space City Home Network. Smith's three-run first-inning shot off Brandon Young was an early haymaker, and the O's could not recover, falling 11-5 in the nightcap yesterday at Camden Yards. After the game, manager Alvin S. talking about what we've been talking about all season long.
Yeah, to me, it's just consistency. I think anyone that watched the first game, I would say our defense was pretty good, if not really good. The second game was just ugly. Like, that's unacceptable.
Birds finished the month of April at 15-16, third in the AL East, five games behind the Yanks, who they face in the Bronx tonight. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's a first time for everything. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops, God bless America, and gentlemen, start your engine!
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Nino Mangione filling in For Sean Casey, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Kristen, good morning to you. Our expert producer with us from 6 to 9 today, 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. Remember, go to WCBM.com, download the WCBM apps, listen to us anywhere in the world, and you can email us today, AM680 at WCBM.com. And if you download the app, you can also text in the show, and we have another great one for you lined up today. With a lot to get to, we'll also be joined at 8:05 by Chris. 8:05, Kristen, actually, not 8:30, like I think I emailed you, but by Chris Papps, the Fox Baltimore investigative reporter, to talk a little bit about the Baltimore school system yesterday, which I pointed out. But I also want to let you know how much it relies heavily on your tax dollars, and no matter where you live across the state, by the way. Especially right here in Baltimore County, other parts of the state where a lot of your tax money goes to pay for the education system in Baltimore City. So we'll break that down, and the fact that there is over, has the Baltimore City school system become more of a job creator than an educator? And when you consider the 4,400 employees making over $100,000 in that system and nearly 13,000 employees. So I'm curious to hear what Chris has to say, and I want to see if he looks into the numbers in Baltimore County. Is Baltimore County in a similar situation? I mean, we have a $2.5 billion school budget right here in Baltimore County, and taxpayers deserve to know if we're seeing that same trend. I'll also be breaking down later. I really look forward to this, on how we can improve Baltimore County. And many of you know I'm running for the Baltimore County Council. There is an executive or county executive race underway, and that is a crucial race and decision to be made by the citizens of this county. And I am proud to be running alongside Pat Dyer, who is my teammate. Just an incredible guy, really, an incredible person, extremely strong candidate. He's coming from outside of politics, stepping up to help bring real change to Baltimore County, and I believe he'll be joining us on the show next week. So then later in the program, we'll take time also to honor a local legend who has passed away. A Calvert Hall brother, an honorary Christian brother. I had no idea that was bestowed upon him. But we lost an icon, especially if you're in the Calvert Hall community. And we will pay tribute to Joe Baker later today, as well as paying tribute to our fallen heroes. Today is Fallen Heroes Day at Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens, where I'll be in attendance this afternoon. I've been going for years. They've been doing this for decades. The families, the people at Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens, I'm friends with some of them over there, they do an incredible job every year. Not only Fallen Heroes Day, but they honor our veterans on several occasions throughout the year. Memorial Day, the Wreath Across America. They do an amazing job over there. And I'll be in attendance this afternoon, and we're going to take some time during the show today to honor those local heroes that we have lost. But before we do anything else, we'd like to welcome back after a well-deserved, I'm sure, day off suntanning in Florida, Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, how are you?
I was out cutting the grass at the Villages for the president. he's coming down here today.
Oh, is he really? Okay, I didn't know that.
About 4 o'clock.
Yep. Well, are you going to be in attendance, Chuck?
Well, I had an invite, and I thought, look, I'm the guy that knows the traffic. I'm not going to the Villages at 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. A good ride to Annapolis early this morning. Just check Bay Bridge, 3 westbound, 2 eastbound. Everybody's open there. And then from that point to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge over towards I-97, all the lanes are open. BW Parkway looks good. Arundel Mills down to 32. Coming up from Powder Mill Road, we're clear up through the ramps at 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly cloudy today, high in the mid-60s. A few scattered showers possible later today with the overnight temps in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, cloudy showers, high in the low 60s. That is the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Yeah, I was just mentioning the Mitchell family. They do an amazing job over there. And I look forward to being at Fallen Heroes Day to pay tribute to them. And we'll do, like I said, a little bit later in the show. And then we'll end with a little fun horse racing extraordinaire. Jeff Bozell will join us for a couple minutes to give us his picks, because tomorrow is the Kentucky Derby. So there you go. Lots going on today. So I want to start out, because this story out of Baltimore County, I mean, this is unbelievable. And it's a wild and bizarre story where a police shooting suspect, apparently he's not criminally responsible. Listen to what I'm about to tell you here. Doctors, these are, I guess, a state doctor, finds that a Baltimore County shooting suspect is not criminally responsible. It says the former elementary school teacher accused of attempting to murder a Baltimore County police officer last year was found not criminally responsible by a state physician. But listen to this. The Baltimore County prosecutor said in court, this was last week, that they and the defense attorney for Andrew Britt agreed with the non-criminally responsible finding handed down by the state doctor, which came months ahead of scheduled trial in September. Britt was 28 years old. He was indicted on multiple felonies in April of 2025 following a March shootout outside the Wilkins precinct in Catonsville. At the time, officials say Britt entered the precinct, spoke briefly with officers, and after a few minutes, he walked away, coming across another officer fueling his vehicle. Britt then turned back to the officer, pulling out a handgun and firing at them. And two other officers in the lot, they drew their weapons and returned fire, and they actually struck Britt multiple times in the legs, and then he collapsed. And one of those officers was struck by gunfire, I guess from Britt. Both Britt and the officer were then taken to the University of Maryland Shock Trauma Center for treatment, and the indictment includes three counts of attempted first-degree murder and first-degree assault, as well as firearm offenses. But Britt's attorney, Tony Garcia, said in court, I guess this was last year, that Britt was experiencing a mental health crisis. He entered the non-criminal responsible plea for his client 2 days after Britt was indicted. Says a rarely used kind of plea. It requires a lawyer to prove that a defendant could not control or understand the criminal nature of their actions because of a mental illness or intellectual disability. Before his arrest, Britt worked with children as a teacher at the Liberty Elementary School and as a mentor at an after-school boxing program that aims to build physical, social, and academic skills. So think about that one, ladies and gentlemen. Goes out to his car, grabs a gun, starts shooting police officers, and according to a state physician, it was a mental health crisis, and he's not criminally responsible. I'm not an attorney. I'm not going to dive much deeper into this, but I thought that you should hear this story right in Baltimore County, right in our backyard, because it's pretty shocking to me. So that's our first story today. Nino Mangione, WCBM 680-410-922-6680 is the call-in number if you have a take on that. And some of the other headlines of the day that we will be getting to. And here's one for you. A new poll is saying that taxes and fees, yes, taxes and fees, these are, as I'm sure to you as well, some of the top issues, according to a UMBC poll report, that Baltimore City and the Baltimore County residents say that the amount of local taxes and fees they pay is a key issue for them. And I sat there in the legislature for years in Annapolis watching them tack on more and more of fees and taxes. Of course, I'll continue to bring it up. Last year they passed the largest single tax increase in the history of the state of Maryland. But there are so many fees that have gone up. I think under Governor Wes Moore, there's been roughly 330-plus fees. And the kicker is, some of these fees go up. They do not even require a vote from the very legislators that are elected to serve the people throughout the entire state of Maryland. Your delegates and your senators, they hide behind some of these administrative fees so they don't have to take accountability for their vote to raise your fees. The gas tax is the perfect example. Under Martin O'Malley, they pulled these political shell games where they tied it to inflation so they didn't have to come back and put their name and their vote behind policy that takes more and more money out of your pocket. So now we have a 46, roughly, cent tax per gallon of gas in the state of Maryland, right out of your back pockets, and they do not have to vote and put their name behind whether they think it should go up or not. Smart politics, terrible policy. Because people should be held accountable for their vote. There should be transparency, which is why, by the way, I look at problems as a legislator. I think, all right, this is right or this is wrong. How do we fix this wrong? So I said, how about we put forth a bill called the Taxpayer Protection Act, a bill that says if there's going to be a fee increase or a tax increase like the gas tax, you have to, as a legislator, we have to vote for it, even if it's only going up a dollar or 50 cents, whatever it is. If the fee goes up, we have to, as a legislative body, decide yes or no. It's all about transparency. Let's shine some light on why your taxes and fees go up so much and why this is such a big issue. I'm going to touch more on this in just a moment. You are listening. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione here, filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company, WCBM 680-410-922-6680 is the call-in number. Sean will be back, I believe, next Wednesday. I'm in here Monday and Tuesday as well, and we'll have a great show planned for you then. UMBC poll, as I was just mentioning here, says that Baltimore City and county residents say the amount of local taxes and fees they pay is a key issue for them, and it should be. It absolutely should be. Is this a key issue for you? I want to hear from you. Again, 410-922-6680. The poll states that Baltimore City, it's 71% saying that this is important, and Baltimore County, it says 69% say it's important. I know this is important to Chuck Whitaker, but fortunately enough for him, he has enough money. He can absorb all the taxes and fees, which was, well, I guess that's part of the reason he probably got the hell out of here.
That's Chuck. Why people call me the sponge, because I absorb. You know that. You've been around. Did you see my hand go in my pockets?
I would say you and Frank Luber knew how to absorb free, the Brotherhood of Freeloaders, yeah. Huh?
Let me just say something, take about 15 seconds.
Go ahead.
We're having lunch one day, Sean, Frank, and I at the Pimlico in on Hooks Lane there in Reisterstown in Pikesville. Frank says, I have to go to the bathroom. I said, okay. Gets up. We look out. He drives past us in his car, waves at us, and takes off. I said, where was the bathroom? In Cleveland? He said, well, I had a problem.
Oh, that's I can see it. Frank. I can see it. I love it.
Yep. There is a new wreck on North Point Boulevard in the area of Wise Avenue on the Dundalk side. That just came in from the deputies in that area. So watch for that. In the city, a new accident, Conkling Street at Fade Avenue. That's over on the southeast side. There's a minor wreck at Route 40 West at Johnny Kick Road. And again, a reminder, if you're going to be downtown, today is the first day of the Flower Mart. So around the Washington Monument there at Mount Vernon Place and Monument Street, local detours will be underway. I'm Jeff Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Frank. Calling you Frank Glover instead of Chuck. Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, high in the mid-60s. A few scattered showers possible later today. Overnight temps in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy showers in the low 60s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So, in this year's budget, Governor Moore, it was an election year. So he vowed basically no new taxes or fees. But this is after he imposed that largest tax and fee in history in 25. And again, this is an election year. What's coming next year, who knows? But the taxes and fees in 25, well, they're too damn high, number one. And we tried. They were never taken away, even though we tried. And they're starting to kick in, some of them. But the burden on, because of these tax increases, they're really just starting to harm Maryland families. And now they're seeing it. Now they are seeing it where that $1.6 billion in new taxes and fees included, some of them, the vehicle excise tax in Maryland increased from 6% to 6.5%. The certificate of title fee doubled from $100 to $200. I mentioned this yesterday, the cost for vehicle emissions inspection fees, that increased from $14 to $30. That fee more than doubled. And that, again, is for a fee for an inspection when most of the cars these days that are new or very emissions friendly, we're almost getting to a point, if we're already there, we do not need that program any longer yet. They don't get rid of it. They double the fee. They double the fee and tacked on another $5 tire fee. $5 tire fee from last year on each new tire purchase. Thanks for nothing. The cost of registering a vehicle has also gone up, with passenger cars weighing up to 3,500 pounds. The registration will cost $120.50 for 1 year, just over $240 for 2 years. 3.5% tax for rental vehicles. A 6% tax on vending machine purchases. Talk about nickel and diming your citizens. A 6% tax when somebody who's sitting at the office all day, every day, 9 to 5, all the everyday challenges in their lives, and they just got told last year, we're just told by the Maryland legislature, we need an extra 6% on your bag of peanuts or your soda in the vending machine. Pathetic, if you ask me. 3%, and this is the economic policies driven. This may be state policy, but this is what your local Baltimore County Democrats have voted for you. They voted, the Baltimore County Democrats, is another reason we need real new representation, and not only in the Baltimore County, but in the Baltimore County delegation. They're the ones who think that tacking on a 6% tax on your vending machine purchases is sound fiscal policy. They're the ones in Baltimore County, the Democrats, who went along with this and decided to double your vehicle emissions, to increase your taxes for your registrations. They're the ones that put in this 3% tech tax. I mean, these taxes have increased. It's making it harder on you, the taxpayer. I mean, especially you have people making minimum wage and people of modest and medium incomes that are really, this is so taxing on Maryland families. So bad that local economists say because of these combined, well, these taxes, with you combine that with the fuel cost and grocery costs, I mean, households are becoming more and more upset at being squeezed financially from all sides here, especially from Maryland Democrats, Baltimore County Democrats, who continue with these policies to put pressure on you, the citizen, not being able to afford to make ends meet, not being able to afford to pay the electricity bill. Which is why I've done two or three, and they're different stories. I try my best not to be repetitive, but at the end of the day, when our local news sources are reporting story after story of the number of people leaving Maryland, young people, older people. You have to cover exactly why, and these fees and taxes are a main part of the reason. And many of the residents in Maryland are saying and seeing this noticeable difference. And that's what's all coming about now, because it's an election year. They try to talk about, oh, no taxes, no fees. But all the taxes and fees that they passed last year are starting to hit all of us. The paint tax, for example, is another example. Just people saying, what the hell is going on? More on this when we come back. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Let's check in with Maggie Hunter and our local news.
Well, thank you. Good morning. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested five adults and a juvenile in connection with more than a dozen commercial burglaries. The group allegedly carried out the burglaries between February and April, forcing entry into businesses and taking money. Through a joint investigation with regional law enforcement partners, officers identified and located the suspects during an attempted burglary in Howard County, and they were arrested. The adult suspects are being held at the Howard County Detention Center without bond on multiple counts of burglary, theft, and destruction of property across several jurisdictions. And seven people have been arrested on gun and drug charges after the search of a Laurel home. Anne Arundel County Police assisted in executing a search warrant in the 200 block of Jill Lane, where detectives seized five firearms, including one that was reported stolen. In addition, police found suspected marijuana, fentanyl, oxycodone, scales, and more than $3,400 in cash. The suspects, who are between 20 and 25 years old, are facing multiple charges. And a Baltimore County hazmat team responded to a propane leak in Whitehall Thursday evening. Fire department officials say the leak happened at around 5:30 p.m. when a vehicle struck the top of an underground tank and damaged the valve in the 1300 block of Burnaby Road. There were no injuries or public hazards reported, and the incident was cleared shortly before 7:30 p.m. And police are asking for the public's help, according to Fox 45, identifying suspects who they say robbed an Uber Eats driver at a McDonald's in East Baltimore. Shortly after 1 a.m. on April 23rd, officers were called to McDonald's located at 15 West North Avenue in the Charles North neighborhood for a reported robbery. When officers arrived, they found a 40-year-old male victim who was working as an Uber Eats driver, police said. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Amazing. For nearly a full decade now on WCBM, you've been helping families plan their next big move by eliminating the typical risk home sellers face. So as we head into early summer, what's your best advice for sellers who want to get the most money but don't want to be bothered by the typical hassles?
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, 23 years helping thousands of families sell for their price and with certainty. Right now, inventory and days on market are increasing. That's why smart sellers are asking for more than just empty promises. Our sellers get an upfront written guarantee that if I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it at a price and time frame you agree to.
I like that. Check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews online from satisfied customers, and I'll add mine as well. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust with my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
6:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
So far, nothing major on the Capitol Beltway with the normal delays on the outer loop around New Hampshire Avenue and then going over eventually to the Mormon Temple, but with the lanes open, 95, just checking in that area from Route 175, 216, Route 32. The lanes are open to travel between the two beltways, still with the lanes open. Definitely clear right now. We'll take that. All the lanes are open. Travel is good. Southbound, mainly where the heavy traffic is, but with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels, and we're also clear on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. A chance for a few scattered showers this evening and tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Yesterday's doubleheader between the Orioles and Astros was basically the bird season in miniature.
That's an even 400, and that number might go up. Deep left center field. Matthews charging back. Makes the catch and crashes into the fence. But did he have the ball? No. He lost it on the way down. It's a grand slam for Adley Rutschman. Matthews couldn't squeeze it. Adley hits a grand slam. And we need to get you a chicken wing.
We'll get back to the chicken wing thing in a minute. Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Jeremiah Jackson would follow suit with a salami of his own, and the Birds looked unbeatable in Game 1, 10-3 the final over the Astros. Then, unfortunately, it was time for Game 2.
With two on and two out, Cam sends this one to center, sending Tavares back, all the way back, looking up, gone! Into the bleachers! A three-run shot for Cam Smith!
It was Todd Callis, the son of legendary Hall of Fame Phillies broadcaster Harry Callis, with the call on the Space City Home Network. Smith's three-run shot king, a five-run first off Brandon Young, and the Astros never looked back, getting the split 11-5 the final in Game 2. Now, on to the chicken wing. So Hall of Famer Jim Palmer, you may recall a year ago, saying on air he's never eaten a chicken wing in his life, committed to eating one if the O's hit a grand slam in a game that he was calling. Well, yesterday was the day, and Palmer complied.
A lot of skin, that's all I can tell you. So, and they're greasy, by the way. Can't eat them with a microphone.
And then moments later, after he digested one, bone in, skin and all.
You having your first
Actually,
wings?
These are pretty good.
Look at that!
What I've missed all these years.
I do like green eggs and ham. Thank you. Thank you, Sam. I am. In the right, Paredes with a base hit. You could have had, maybe not 80 years of this, like 76 years of chicken wings.
Well, you can't eat it when you're three.
So 80-year-old Jim Palmer eats a chicken wing for the first time in his life. One of the great bits of all time. To football we go, where today's the day Ravens rookies will spend their first day in the NFL learning the ropes. 9 of the 11 draft picks signed their deals yesterday. Headlined by number one choice, Vavenga Ioane, a reported four-year deal worth $24.2 million. Considered the best guard in this year's draft, Ioane is expected to step into the starting lineup right away.
I'm real excited, man. Biggest thing for me is coming in and, you know, proving myself and, you know, earning my role. You know, I come in there, there's a lot of great players in the O-line room, a lot of great players on the team itself. So for me, you know, being surrounded by great players like that is just going to make me better, and that's, you know, that's all I can ask for.
Meanwhile, the team is bringing back six-time Pro Bowl defensive end Calais Campbell, a one-year deal, reuniting with coaches Jesse Minter and Anthony Weaver. Campbell will turn 40 years old on September 1st. This will be his 19th season. The time now is 6:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
If you own a business, you know how hard you work for every customer. At WCBM, we help local business owners get their message to the people who really count. Owners that are ready to act with radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can build a radio campaign that fits your business. Visit WCBM.com or call us at 410-586-6800 today to talk about growing your business.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in here for Sean Casey. Casey and Company on WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. We're going to get to the phones in just a minute. Lots to get to today. I'm going to continue in a second here our conversation about these taxes and fees. I'm going to talk about later in the 7, maybe 8 o'clock hour, about how I think we can fix and change Baltimore County for the better. We're going to hear from Chris Papps about Baltimore City Schools, what I believe becoming more of a job creator than an educator, and they have 4,400-plus jobs. We're going to pay tribute later today to the great Joe Baker, a Calvert Hall legend, a man I would have considered a friend. Just, it's heartbreaking, his passing. This man was a true legend at Calvert Hall High School, where I attended. And then we're also going to pay tribute to our fallen heroes later in the show as well. If we have time, I'm going to get to that debacle about the that took place in Towson with the Apple Store leaving and the unions. Of course, Towson crime on the rise. Now, I can't confirm, I have not seen it reported in the media, but I saw on Facebook last night about apparently the law firm, I think Turnbull is the name, was reporting about, again, I haven't confirmed it in some of the media outlets, but Turnbull, I believe, put it on social media, about guns being drawn outside in the parking lot of Mission Barbecue. Again, that's allegedly. But if that is true, that is another just dagger in what is happening, what is going on. But we'll get to that a little later. For now, we're going to Dave in Cockeysville. Thanks for your patience and holding. Good morning.
Good morning. So your conversation was about these taxes and fees that are going up. So I'm going to do a flyover of the target zone. So in 2011, Martin O'Malley decided to throw the school pensions on the counties, and that started a fire that was already burning because the pension system was unfunded probably by 40%, let's say. So the state and the counties decided to that all agencies should self-fund, police, fire, public employees, whatever. So they started to come up with different ways they could tax that particular function. Then they invented these elite pensions, $120,000 plus for top county employees. They're called elite pensions, $120,000 pension. That's pretty nice. So included in that came these other post-employment benefits, which were health care, which is going through the roof, and other death benefits, etc. So that became part of the package for these retired county and state employees. Then it was a discovery of the pension investment losses in private equity firms. The SEC cannot investigate municipalities for fraud, waste, and abuse. So all the private equity firms might pay 1%, might pay nothing, might lose the entire load. So I found two. One was a $100 million loss, and one was an $80 million loss. So the pension investment money was lost. Then they invented the word structural deficits. A structural deficit doesn't exist, except it was created to make it sound like we had some discovered problem in the budget. But really, it was these losses that they couldn't recover. So they kept pitching the structural deficit. You heard Kamenetz say it. You heard John Yashevsky say it. You heard Klausmeier say it. They all say it. But really, when you don't have close scrutiny over these funds that the county collects, and they just lose them. And in fine print, when you look at investments, at the bottom it says, your investment is not covered by any kind of bond or security, you're going to lose that money. And in an effort to get to 6 or 7% of the act, which is the actuarial value for these.
Is very much a liability issue in terms of the funding. We made promises, we've seen it. We're going to check in with traffic in just a second, so I had to move on there, Dave, and I appreciate the call. There is billions of dollars that are spent each year from the state and local government on the pensions. There is an unfunded liability issue. I mean, but with that said, people need to understand that, you know, government employees do pay into the system, and a lot of that money is invested in the market over time. That is where a lot of the biggest share of the funding comes from. But yes, there is an unfunded liability into the tens of billions and several billion dollars a year put into the pension. So it is certainly a cost to the state and one that needs to be discussed. But we had to move there. Thanks for the call, Dave. Let's check in with Chuck.
There's a new wreck on the BW Parkway reported northbound just above Powder Mill Road. And, of course, anything there between there and Goddard coming north on 295. We're going to get a delay at Powder Mill Road. Might even be a little slow southbound as well. So heads up for that. But we see the backup already is forming on the northbound side. Baltimore County on the Dundalk side is still working on a wreck at North Point Boulevard near Wise Avenue. We're back at the Harbor Tunnels. Nothing major, but a few brake lights now coming south through O'Donnell Street on 895. And it looks like 95 is still running clear. I'm just changing the camera now to go over to O'Donnell Street. And it looks like we're fine. Yeah, 95 is okay for the ride south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, high in the mid-60s. A few scattered showers possible later, and overnight temps in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers high in the low 60s. That is the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So before the break, I was talking about these taxes and fees, and many residents, now they are starting to see the noticeable difference in the increased taxes and fees. And the article here talks a little bit about, I believe this was in Fox Baltimore, and it has a quote here from one of the Baltimore City residents that were interviewed. "I've only been able to pay for a year for my vehicle registration just because it's that expensive." Quote, "Vehicle registrations, I think it doubled. It was like $75 for 2 years. Now it's something like $145, which is crazy. Many now have the same message for the public officials as they continue to pay more in Maryland. Quote, "Just think about the taxpayer," Dory said. "Think about tomorrow, the future, because you want future kids not to have to pay so much taxes and have them taxed on them when they want to indulge in their future goals." Well, fiscal analysts are worried about the structural soundness of this year's budget. It says here what it could mean for next year. Yes, that's the fact. Next year, we have no idea how they're going to plug the structural deficit, because these budget analysts, these highly paid experts that we have in the state of Maryland, the budget analysts, they are projecting further deficits in the years to come, billions of dollars. And I'm just going to say, I voted against all of these fees and taxes. I voted against this bloated budget this past year of almost $71 billion with almost $4 billion in increased spending from just 1 year ago. 1 year ago, that was the largest budget in our history. Now this one just took over and roughly spent almost $4 billion more in just 1 year, after you needed a tax increase of $1.6 billion to fill the gap. And this is how, all the while in 2026, Pennsylvania, which is much larger land area, much larger population, yet they operate with a much lower budget. I mean, they're servicing a population more than double that of Maryland, and yet they're operating significantly less money. Yet they still have all the necessary things that a state needs. Maryland, in the 2026 budget, in 26, it was approximately $71 billion. You're looking, Pennsylvania, I want to go back to that for example, for a second here. The budget, I think there's roughly $40 billion or so. And again, serving a much larger population. I mean, they have a much more efficient approach, and they actually had a surplus. And Maryland has a graduated income tax, while Pennsylvania has a flat income tax. And in Pennsylvania, the total area is 46,055 square miles, making about four times larger than Maryland, with a population over 13 million. Perspective here, the total area of square miles in Maryland is 12,407, with a population of approximately 6.27 million. Yet outrageously, Maryland spends billions and billions more every year. And why is that? Plain and simple, ladies and gentlemen, terrible financial management. Total disregard for the taxpayer. That is all that is. Maryland can't, they like the politicians to go around and patting themselves on the back for how much great they're doing for you, the taxpayer, when unfortunately what they're really doing is abusing you. And it's not some job well done that they deserve, no. Again, when you compare it to Pennsylvania, you just have to look. A disregard for the taxpayer compared to efficient management. And that is why we're struggling. That is why you're seeing vehicle registrations double and all of these issues, because of the mismanagement. And then when you tackle on issues like crime, which I'm going to get to in a little bit here, Then you tack on issues where our public school system's not getting the job done. And yet you keep paying more and getting less in return. That's what's happening in Maryland. And it is very unfortunate because it trickles down here in Baltimore County where we are. And do you ever see any of your taxes actually go down? Of course not. I mean, property tax assessments, I hear all the time from friends, family, what is going on? I continue to pay more and more in my property taxes. Are they getting all these services in return? No, unfortunately, they are not. Yep, you're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. A whole lot to get to today for the rest of the show. Looking forward to the discussion. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA. Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 26th session was a failure for Maryland. Thanks to Democrats, our state is less safe, less affordable, and less accountable. A record $71 billion budget, nearly $4 billion higher than last year, was built on accounting gimmicks and short-term fixes that ignore Maryland's structural deficit. There was no real effort to control spending, and the result is predictable. Higher taxes ahead, and more pressure on working families. Democrats also blocked allowing the Baltimore County Inspector General to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in the school system. On public safety, the new policies weaken accountability for violent juveniles and strain an already overwhelmed juvenile system. Other bad laws restrict cooperation between law enforcement and ICE, removing tools used to detain dangerous illegal immigrants. At the same time, new statewide mandates add burdens on police. This session sends the wrong message: less support for law enforcement, less fiscal discipline, and less focus on basic public safety and common sense.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione here, filling in for Sean Casey. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 410-922-6680 is the call-in number today. So I talked about the taxes and fees, and here's a story. Violent crime. I want to touch on violent crime. And is it worse, or is it getting better in both Baltimore City and Baltimore County? What are we supposed to believe here? And I ask you, what do you believe? Is violent crime in Baltimore City really down as much as they say? Do you believe Mayor Brandon Scott? Do you believe in Baltimore County as well that the crime is going down? Because I do hear that from some in law enforcement and some in political leadership. When it comes to the city, Brandon Scott, look, I just want to say I want it to be true. We all want it to be true. I think a lot of people out there, however, are very skeptical, and I'm with you. And when it comes to Baltimore County, for example, I keep hearing from some that that the crime is down, yet every time I turn on the news, every time I go on a news website, I just mentioned allegedly guns pulled. Hasn't been confirmed in the mainstream media here, but again, guns may have been pulled in the parking lot in Towson outside Mission Barbecue, according to the law firm. I think Turnbull is the name. And yet all we hear is crime is down. We're going to break this down in just a moment, but let's check in with Chuck Whitaker.
Right, there is a delay on the BW Parkway. The wreck is northbound, coming up through Powder Mill Road. So if you're coming up from the Capitol Beltway, you have the delay. I think southbound can see it. So if you're traveling south of 197, 198, you're in the area around the Goddard Space Center, That's where all the delay is right now. And of course, the parkway, when it was built back in the 50s, or when it was built, two lanes each way, still two lanes each way. So anything there, even just a partial lane blockage, really hurts us pretty bad, and especially on the northbound side. Looking live at the JFX here at the City County Line, no complaints. Beltway looks good. Both the tunnels are clear. Reminder, if you're going to be downtown today and tomorrow, the flower market's underway today. There will be road closures in the area at Mount Vernon Place and Monument Street downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast mostly cloudy today, high in the mid-60s. A few scattered showers possible later today. The overnight temps in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy showers, high in the low 60s. That is the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, and I have it here. This is according, it's called Turnbull Brockmeyer Law Group, and it says guns pulled at Mission Barbecue in Towson. And it looks like that came from, it appears, I guess, a dispatch call where officers responded to an open weapons call at Mission Barbecue in York Road, where a group was reported to have pulled out, displayed guns from vehicles as people left the area. About five subjects were mentioned. A gray early 2000 Honda Accord, it says here, front damage, possibly missing a tinted window, and a black SUV were associated. Broken glass was found at the scene. So that is what Turnbull Brockmeyer Law Group is reporting. Thank you, George, for sending that over. So, yeah, is Baltimore County truly down? I'm sorry, is crime truly down in Baltimore City, Baltimore County, like some are hearing? And when it comes to Baltimore City, I want it to be true, but we've been here before with this crime. We lived through some of the worst periods in Baltimore's history in terms of crime, the skyrocketing violence after the chaos with what took place. Remember the Freddie Gray era and the protests, the anti-police rhetoric, and policies that tied the hands of law enforcement. And I have to say, I mean, there is much more competent leadership with Ivan Bates in Baltimore City. And this is what happens with city and county governments. I mean, when you have much better people in higher positions, then you may get a night and day difference when it comes to crime. In Baltimore County, that's what we need. We need law and order. And Ivan Bates, when you compare him to Marilyn Mosby, I mean, that matters. That shift matters. But we can't pretend it's all suddenly fixed. And I have to say, I mean, it's funny because they're talking about how crime has dropped significantly in the last year, year and a half. And they all want to take credit for it, Brandon Scott, Governor Moore. But when something terrible happens, like with the budget and the cost of living, it's always Trump's fault. But they do, the numbers appear, or at least they claim that the numbers are way down in crime. But that's because of them. Crime, down, we fixed it. Cost of living and everything, that's the taxes and fees going up. Policies like Kerwin that caused the deficits and other policies that caused the structural deficits in Maryland. Well, that's Trump's fault, even though it started years and years ago. But crime that's just started going down about a year ago when Trump came into office, timely, has nothing to do with policies of having more resources, federal resources, and actually having more of a law and order approach, which is exactly what we need in Baltimore County. But Baltimore City, whether or not crime is down, is still a violent city. Make no mistake about it. But when you hear these massive drops in crime, you do have to ask yourself, does that match what people are actually experiencing every day? Before we go any further, let's go to the phone lines here. 410-922-6680 is the call-in number, and we'll check in with Guy in Owings Mills. Good morning.
Oh, hey, Nino. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I used to teach with your friend Larry. Remember, I've met you before?
I'm trying to think. Where did we meet? And which Larry? Because I know a number of them.
Larry Heinlein.
Love Larry. Larry is first class.
I used to teach with him at Archbishop Curley. But anyway, I was a teacher altogether for 43 years. I retired from Baltimore County. And I want to tell you, one of the biggest problems is let's say you're the best teacher in the world and you get promoted. You know, the first thing they do is take you out of the classroom. You're no longer in the classroom. They put you in an office somewhere. Yeah, you could be Pulaski, Greenwood. You become a supervisor. And you never go back into the school if you don't want to. You're working on curriculum or who the heck knows what you're doing. So you might have, I remember in math, we had six supervisors who never set foot in a school. And they're all making six figures. Now, here's another problem. So you're in a school, you got a teacher that disappears. I don't know. They get pregnant. They get sick. They get abducted by aliens. I'm not sure. So you don't have a teacher. You would think some of these supervisors would come in and fill in for a few weeks. No, they don't come back into the school. Once they're out, they're out.
Guy, can you hold, because I want to further this conversation at the top of the hour. If not, you can call back at around 7:06. But we have to run because we have a hard break. Stay on the line if you can. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Action-packed hour coming up.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. The long partial government shutdown finally over. For more than 70 days, congressional Democrats refused to fund immigration enforcement. Republicans used a procedure called budget reconciliation to get the job done. President Trump signed the bill, and House Speaker Mike Johnson says, here we are.
The net result of passing our reconciliation bill is that ICE and CBP are funded for 3 years, and Democrats got absolutely nothing for their political charade and shenanigans out of that.
Giving his GOP colleagues a pat on the back.
In spite of our razor-thin, historically small majority, House Republicans continue to deliver for the American people. We will continue to do that for the remainder of the year, and that is a large reason why we are going to win the midterms so that the grown-ups can stay in charge here.
While gas prices continue to soar, President Trump says once the Iran war is over, they'll come down quickly. The president says despite its outward defiance, the Islamic Republic is anxious to make a deal to bring the conflict to a close. Today's national average for regular gas, according to AAA, $4.39 per gallon. An accused would-be presidential assassin isn't going anywhere.
A man accused of trying to storm the White House Correspondents Association dinner with guns and knives and attempting to kill President Donald Trump has agreed to remain jailed. Cole Thomas Allen did not enter a plea during his brief appearance before a judge in Washington, D.C., but the defense left the door open to possibly pressing for Allen's release before trial in the future. Prosecutors say Allen planned his attack for weeks and tracked Trump's movements online. He faces up to life in prison if convicted on the assassination count alone. I'm Lisa DeWire.
On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been mixed. Dow futures up 137, NASDAQ futures down 38. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck in Frederick County. It's on Frederick Road, which is Route 144. It's east of Frederick and running kind of parallel to I-70. That section of the roadway is blocked. So that would be for the local traffic in that area, not affecting the traffic right now on I-70. BW Parkway still could be a bit slow. There was a wreck in the last 20 minutes northbound on the parkway in the area just above Powder Mill Road. So heads up north of the Capitol Beltway and heads up south from 197. Lanes are open, still good to go this morning. No problems at all. We're clear at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. A chance for a few scattered showers this evening and tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
43 degrees in Bel Air, 43 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a man has been arrested after allegedly abducting a Cockeysville middle school student on Thursday. Baltimore County Police said on April 30th, around 7:50 a.m., authorities responded to the school after a student had reported that she was abducted. The student told officers that she was walking to school when she was approached by a man who identified himself as a family friend and persuaded her to get into his vehicle. Authorities said the suspect then drove the student to multiple locations before dropping her off at the school. And a 10-year-old was arrested after crashing a stolen car into a stop sign and fire hydrant in East Baltimore. The Baltimore City Sheriff's Office confirmed. The incident occurred on April 29th at the intersection of East 23rd Street and Barclay Street around 7 a.m. According to Sheriff Sam Cogan, a deputy in the area witnessed a Hyundai Elantra run a stop sign and initiated a traffic stop. The sheriff said the driver failed to stop for the deputy and instead took off. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 607, the pick 4, 9401. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of your basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue is doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you'll get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com and shop those deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted and rooted in belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Go to res-q.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 7:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. With Zach Eflin, Dean Kramer, and now Trevor Rogers on the IL. Above all else, the Birds needed a strong start from Chris Bassitt in Game 1 yesterday, and that's exactly what Bassitt delivered.
Alvarez strikes out again. I mean, we have seen some crazy things today. Yordan Alvarez had not struck out in 35 plate appearances, and Chris Bassitt has owned him.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, the right-hander going a season-high 6 2/3 yesterday in Game 1, allowing just a single run and cruising behind a pair of grand slams to a 10-3 Game 1 win. Bassitt, who called himself a liability after his debacle in Kansas City, says the staff has woken up.
I think all of our starters have been pretty poor throughout the year, and I thought we kind of had to come to Jesus before Shane start and just had some talks, hard talks about kind of how we were pitching.
Birds expected to add Cade Povich to the staff today when they take on the Yanks tonight. Birds losing Game 2 yesterday 11-5 to split the doubleheader with Houston. Elsewhere in baseball, the Mets slide now is reaching epic proportions.
Hit high and deep to right. Moving back on it is Benz. Looking up, it's out of here! C.J. Abrams launches his eighth of the season.
Dan Colco had the call on Nats TV. Abrams' two-run blast, the difference yesterday. The Nats 5-4 win over the Metropolitans. The Mets' 17th loss in their last 20 games. And finally, how about this? The Knickerbockers last night in the NBA setting all kinds of playoff records.
O'Day can't hit. Long rebound to Brunson. Knicks just keep pouring it on. Brunson throws it up and Bridges throws it down.
Wow. Mike Breen had the call on ESPN, a franchise playoff record 51-point win for the Knickerbockers last night, 140-89 over the Hawks. New York advances to the conference semifinals. Coming up in 30 minutes, a former Wizard is now a president. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. WCBM 680-410-922-6680 is the call and number. In a moment, I'm going to return back to Guy in Owings Mills. Kristen, I saw a message here, and you know I catch myself sometimes. Somebody just called or sent a Facebook. Terry, I think it says, I love you, but I can't take your Baltimore accent. And you know what? It is bad sometimes. I catch myself. I wish there was something I could do, but it's, you know, sometimes it just comes out that way. But Terry, I hear you. And I guess when you're on the radio, sometimes you're just, your mind's moving 1,000 miles an hour where the Baltimore accent comes out a little stronger.
I don't think it's that bad.
Maybe it's not slightly. As bad as some people that I've heard in over the course of a lifetime. But yes,
it shows you're a true local, though.
I am a local.
Want.
Yeah. Yes, I am Baltimore born and raised and bred here. But let's go back to Guy in Owings Mills. And you were talking about the teachers union and some of the issues we face. And this is a problem in Baltimore County. It's a problem in Baltimore City. And it's a problem throughout Maryland. And I highlighted yesterday how it is a major problem across the country because of the hundreds of millions of dollars spent, almost a billion, on these union causes, and in some cases, extreme far-left activist causes, paid by teachers' dues, teachers' union dues. Go ahead, Guy.
All right. Well, the biggest problem that I see is you have so many people that are employed by Baltimore County, for instance, who aren't in the classroom. They're getting paid as teachers, and they used to be teachers. But once they get promoted, they become a supervisor or they become a director or whatever title they have, they never teach again. Like they're working on curriculum or they're in an office somewhere. So then when you need a substitute, they should be the first ones to go in there and fill in for a long-term substitute. We had teachers that were gone for months and we couldn't find anybody to take over. We had to fill in and take the classes during our free periods. So you have all this waste out. I want to tell you one more thing. I had a friend of mine who was a principal, and he made his vice principals and himself, they taught a class every year. That way they stayed, you know, they stayed current. But they also cut down class size. It saved a lot of, it saved a lot of money. But you never heard about it because the county doesn't want people to know that that's a possibility. I mean, you've got a principal. Everybody should be teaching at least one class, vice principals, principals, everybody. That would cut down class size, which is a real problem, and it would save money. So that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of waste.
Yeah, well, Guy, thank you very much for the call. We'll have to say hi to our buddy Larry Highline. He is one of my good friends. I love Larry. But we appreciate the insight on your call. And you're right. What we have here is a situation, and if you want to know why more and more families across Maryland are pulling their kids out of public school, and that was reported, if I have time, I'll find that report, but there were thousands of students leaving. I think it was somewhere around, Maryland Public Schools lost 11,000 students, I think in 2025, I think that's here. I'm pulling it up here. Maryland Public Schools lost over 11,000 students this year. That was reported in 2025. And if you want to know why, I'm going to tell you why in just a minute. But let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and our update on traffic.
All right, the morning construction zone has arrived. These guys, as we always say, they like to work during the rush hour. Not working 4:30, 5:30 in the morning. They like to come in when it gets daylight. So they're blocking a lane, I-75, make that I-95 northbound at Route 24, 76-mile marker in Harford County. And already there's a rolling back up there, at least a mile on the northbound side. So it's a big pain in the neck that sometimes goes a little bit further south. You get what I'm saying? Northbound BW Parkway in the area around Powder Mill Road, that wreck was still clearing. There's been some slowing southbound as well for the traffic coming north from the Capitol Beltway. And nothing major so far in the Beltway locally. Last check, a little more traffic, but still definitely under control moving south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, high in the mid-60s. A few scattered showers, possibly later with overnight temps in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy showers, high in the low 60s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So you want to know why more and more families across Maryland pulling their kids out of public schools, why they're sending them to private schools, and that evening at a time we talked about when money is so tight, when it's coming down now. I mean, money is so tight, but yet people are making these financial sacrifices, and it's simple. It's because they want results. They want what's best for their children. This Baltimore Banner article talks about in Maryland last year, 11,000 students left the school system. 1 year. And it's simple. And I want to be clear here. It's not about teachers, because we have so many great teachers, dedicated teachers, and employees in our public schools who care deeply about kids and work hard every single day. I mean, truly care. But it is about the system. It is about the system, whether it's Baltimore County, Baltimore City, throughout the state of Maryland. Because right now we have a system in education that is not built around students. Unfortunately, it's built around bureaucrats, outside influence. It's exactly why Chris Papps is going to come and break down his report on almost 13,000 employees in the Baltimore City school system, over 4,400 of them making $100,000 a year plus. And you've got teachers' unions like the National Education Association and the American Federation of Teachers. They pour massive amounts of money into politics and activist causes, and that tells you exactly where their priorities are. And inside the system, it's incredibly difficult to remove, whether it's underperforming teachers, many cases because of tenure and these drawn-out grievance processes, and then you have seniority rules that are really, they're prioritizing someone that has been there and not based on how they're performing. And there's always, I've seen it in Annapolis, I cannot believe the resistance from these groups. It's almost shameful. The resistance from these groups for real reform. School choice being one of them. Merit-based pay. Resistance to meaningful evaluations. All things that could actually improve outcomes for your children, for the students. Tying the hands of some of the good principals out there. Limiting the flexibility. And what happens, we find out, all we ever see, spending keeps going up, and the salaries and the pensions and the benefits, but outcomes are not improving. I mean, unions allow for even strikes to happen, and when these things, who gets caught in the middle of all this? It's you, your families, and most importantly, is it your children, your students, or the children who are the students. And at the end of the day, it becomes harder to reward the great teachers, easier for the system to protect these adults instead of focusing on the kids. And when you compare that to private schools, compare that to places like Calvert Hall, where I was very fortunate and blessed that my parents could give me the opportunity to send me to Calvert Hall, where the mission, and by no means was I the greatest student, but the fact is, the mission is simple at places like Calvert Hall. There's one mission. It's student success. Period. That is end of discussion. Places like Calvert Hall, it's where the and Loyola and some of these other schools, and again, I understand It's not easy to be able to afford to go to these places, and parents make great sacrifices. I'm completely, extremely blessed. And we are trying to push policies like school choice. But at these schools like Calvert Hall, there's accountability where results matter, and there are not layers of outside political influence driving these decisions. I talked to yesterday, and I mentioned to Kristen how the teachers' union, national president for one of these groups, that Lady Weingartner, whatever her name is always on TV screaming about Donald Trump. Screaming about Donald Trump. What does that have to do with your kid in Baltimore County? Whether or not they get the education and have a safe environment to get the necessary skills needed. Unbelievable. Sorry, there's a technical glitch there. We're good, right? So, all right, I'm just making sure. I haven't seen the computer make that. It was like an emergency was going off, but we're good. So, because in a moment here, I'm going to talk about a man whose lifelong passion was helping students. And again, at Calvert Hall, they're not layers of this outside political influence that drives decisions. Some of these Christian schools, yeah, they may be faith-based. And there's the issue of faith, which, by the way, is under assault by the Maryland General Assembly. They are coming for these private religious institutions because they want to push their social agenda on them. It's unbelievable. Maybe next week I'll break down a bill because it affects private schools across Baltimore County and across the state. I believe it was killed in the Senate. But what an assault on the religious liberties of these private schools. I'll have to make a note to touch on that next week. But these private schools, they reward excellence, and they deal with problems very quickly. They're not perfect, far from perfect. But everything they do is centered around preparing these students for success in the future, for success in life. And that's why families are making the choice to leave these public schools. Not because it's easy. I mean, there's a huge sacrifice that go with paying these tuition bills. But in many cases, they feel like they have to. Their children are being indoctrinated across these public schools, across Baltimore County and others. And when it comes to your child's future, you are not going to settle for a system that puts anything ahead of their success. And when we return, I'm going to have an emotional tribute to a larger-than-life figure that was at Calvert Hall for almost half of a century. And it talks about men. I'm going to talk about a man who, if guys like him ran the public school system, if guys like Joe Baker ran Maryland's public schools, the difference it would make would be staggering. You're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company in the Morgan. We will be back in a moment.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Welcome Welcome back. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company in the morning. Let's check in. Chuck Whitaker with an update with traffic.
We're getting a few brake lights now as you're coming south, 895, slowing here at O'Donnell Street and backing up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. I don't see anything in the roadway, but really is heavy right around O'Donnell Street and then going into the tunnel. But just looking at the Camry, everybody's going into the tunnel all right on 895, so I don't see any reason for the backup, but it doesn't take much, even in just a broken-down vehicle. But it's very slow going into 895 right now, so if you're coming south, already it's going to back up here. It's going to be about a 7 or 8 minute delay if you're in the tail end of that backup. 95 is still running with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast mostly cloudy today, high in the mid-60s. A few scattered showers possible later today. Overnight temps in the upper 40s with tomorrow cloudy showers high in the low 60s. That is the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So, Kristen, you can bring the music up here. So I want to start here by saying Joe Baker was a friend of mine. He was there when I was a student at Calvert Hall, and I knew Joe for my many years now, since graduating, of course. He's been very active as, well, I'm just going to read it here, what Calvert Hall released yesterday on their Facebook. It is with great sorrow that Calvert Hall shares the news of the passing of a longtime faculty member, Mr. Joseph Baker. Class of 76, Wednesday, April 29, 2026. A proud member of 76. Joe dedicated 46 years of service to Calvert Hall. He was the embodiment of what it means to be a Hallman. Whether through his remarkable ability to teach the students first and the subject second, or through his engaging whiteboard videos, Joe's passion for education and unwavering commitment to the Hall were unmistakable. Over the course of his career, Joe served the institution in many roles: teacher, basketball coach, assistant principal, moderator, immersion trip chaperone, director of advancement, and chief administrative officer. Yet he would have been the first to say that titles matter little. For Joe, Calvert Hall was about the people, the relationships, the connection, the brotherhood. He found great joy in witnessing students' aha moment when a concept finally clicked, and he took pride in fostering meaningful connections between alumni and students, recognizing the Calvert Hall experience transcends time. The true highlight of his career was the countless relationships he built with students, colleagues, alumni, parents, grandparents, and friends of the Hall. He was a brilliant man with a heart of cardinal and gold. Joe earned his undergraduate degrees from Loyola College, double majoring in mathematics and political science, and went on to receive his Master's of Education from Loyola as well. A respected and beloved figure in the broader community, he was honored by the Daily Record with an Icon Award in 2018 and named the Most Influential Marylander in 2025. He was also recognized as Calvert Hall's LaSallian Educator of the Year in 1996, and in 2025 was honored with the establishment of an endowed chair in his name. In March 2026, in recognition of his deep commitments to the LaSallian mission, Joe was named an Affiliate Christian Brother, one of the highest distinctions bestowed upon a lay colleague by the Christian Brothers. President John Cain reflected, quote, "Joe Baker's impact on Calvert Hall is immeasurable. He was a master teacher, a gifted administrator, a coach, a mentor to many. Recently named an Affiliated Christian Brother by our Superior General in Rome, Joe truly lived the call of St. John the Baptist de La Salle to touch hearts. He did so for thousands of students and colleagues. He was a true LaSallian, and while he will be deeply missed, his legacy lives on. Joe is survived by his beloved wife, Kathy, his loving children, Abigail, Jillian, and Joseph. his son-in-law, Lieutenant Thomas Grobel, and his cherished grandchildren, Gwenny, Cassie, Millie, and the baby boy Grobel, expected in August 2026. Viewings will take place on Wednesday, May 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. and Thursday, May 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. and 6 to 8 p.m. at Ruck Funeral Home. The funeral mass will take place on Friday, May 8th at 10 p.m. at the Cathedral of Mary Our Queen. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions made in Joe's name to Calvert Hall College, 8102 LaSalle Road, Towson, Maryland. Yes, it's only fitting that the cathedral, a place like the cathedral, would be where we celebrate the life of Joe Baker, a giant, an absolute giant at Calvert Hall. A man who dedicated almost 50 years of his life, 50 years to help educate the young men that went through the halls at Calvert Hall. I have uncles, brothers, cousins of mine, myself included, that all went there and all knew and experienced Joe Baker, the man, the teacher, the administrator, and most importantly, the friend that helped guide so many of us. Rest in peace, Joe Baker, Nino Mangione. We'll be back in a moment.
Good morning. Here's the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports Anne Arundel County Police announced the arrest of several suspects, including one juvenile, in connection with a series of commercial burglaries in the region. The suspects were linked to multiple burglaries across various jurisdictions, including Anne Arundel County, occurring from February 2026 through April 2026, according to authorities. These incidents typically involved forced entry into businesses and the theft of cash. Authorities identified the suspects while they were attempting a burglary in Howard County, leading to their arrest in Columbia. The Downtown Partnership of Baltimore prohibited recording and picture-taking at a recent public budget hearing of the Downtown Management Authority, rules that one legal expert suggests are a violation of Maryland's Open Meetings Act. Is there something that they're hiding? Asked Thomas Jacoby, a downtown property owner, who told Spotlight on Maryland he probably would have attended the meeting had he known about it beforehand. Why is there no transparency? A deadly shooting at an illegal car rally at a garage in Columbia has left one man dead and six others wounded, and Howard County police are now offering a reward as they search for the person who pulled the trigger. Police said a reward of up to $2,500 is being offered for information that leads to an arrest. Howard County Police Public Information Officer Seth Hoffman said investigators are urging anyone with even small details to come forward. And a former Silver Oak Academy mental health employee said violence inside the rural Carroll County facility was not rare but routine when she was there, adding new pressure to a privately run program already under state scrutiny, alarming local law enforcement and prompting calls from elected officials to shut it down. Asking to remain anonymous because her career continues to focus on helping troubled youth, and she said she fears retaliation from the state and Silver Oak. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
895 with the brake light southbound. We're still right around the Eastern Avenue Bridge through O'Donnell Street. And again, just looking at the traffic going into the tunnel, it's slowing coming out on the south end towards the toll plaza. at Child Street, but we're in the neighborhood of about a 5, maybe 7 minute delay, southbound with heavy traffic. 95 is still clear. Baltimore County on the Parkville side with a new wreck at Harford Road and Joppa Road. City Police with a couple of new accidents. Northern Parkway at Pimlico Road, that's a busy area. And Gwin Oak Avenue at Rogers Avenue up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. A chance for a few scattered showers this evening and tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Not one grand slam yesterday, but two.
Fly ball into left field. Get Alvarez at the wall. Time to face the winds of death. Two grand slams in one game.
Kevin Brown with a call on massing. Jeremiah Jackson continues to mash. Six homers, 24 driven in the month of April as the Birds win game one yesterday, 10-3 behind Chris Bassitt. Adley Rutschman had the other one, continuing his hot streak. Now, game two was another story with Brandon Young allowing 5 first-inning runs, and that was really all she wrote. 11-5 the final in the nightcap. Birds lose. They and the Astros splitting a pair. After the double dip, manager Albert S. addressed the team's inconsistency in the postgame.
The second game was just ugly. Like, that's unacceptable. Like, it's, you know, it's a doubleheader. It's tough to win one game in the big leagues, never mind two on the same day, but we didn't give ourselves a chance to win this game.
O's in the Bronx tonight. Undecided is listed as the starting pitcher for Baltimore, but it looks like Cade Povich will be recalled for tonight's game. Ravens news, the team welcoming their draft picks and undrafted free agents today. Beginning of rookie minicamp in Owings Mills. One of them is the tight end Matt Hibner out of Michigan.
But, you know, just the idea of being able to go join a team full of so many weapons and Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, I mean, Mark Andrews, like being able to be in such a powerful, you know, explosive offense and try to learn from you know, veterans in the room and just take what I can and just be a sponge my first year. I really can't think of a better fit, honestly.
College basketball news. Former Wizards guard John Wall has a new job as president of basketball operations at Howard University in D.C. The 5-time NBA All-Star joins the top-ranked HBCU in the country 1 month after the Bison made the NCAA tournament, beating UMBC in the first 4 game. Howard, one of only 5 mid-major programs to make the tournament in 3 of the last 4 seasons. And how about this? A landmark deal struck yesterday between Amazon and Duke University, and expect there to be more like it. Prime has agreed now to televise 3 Blue Devils games next season as part of a larger marketing deal that will include NIL opportunities for Duke athletes. UConn, Michigan, and Gonzaga are the designated opponents. And finally, me being a pickleball fan, thought I'd share this one with you. Howard County Recreation and Parks and Howard County Pickleball Association is having their 10th anniversary pickleball event tomorrow, May 2nd, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. at Western Regional Park. There'll be vendors, open play, lessons, and tournament for pickleball players of all shapes, sizes, and skills. A day to celebrate the growth of pickleball in Howard County. The time now is 7:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 410-922-6680, the call-in number. And I just honored my friend and my former teacher, Joe Baker, a true legend. And later today, I will be in attendance to honor as well. And we're going to do a tribute towards the end of the show. Today is Maryland's Fallen Heroes Day, and that will be at the Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens right there over in Cockeysville. and a little bit about this, because people need to, local people in Baltimore County, I want to make them aware of some of the things that go on throughout the year. There's so many, whether it's great events in the community or things like today's event that pay tribute, Fallen Heroes Day. This dates back to 1986, by the way. And it began as Maryland's first Fallen Heroes Day. It has grown into a powerful statewide commemoration. It's formally recognized, has been recognized by the Maryland legislature. As a matter of fact, I have to give them credit. The governor was there a couple years ago. And every year they usually have a MC that's somebody very recognizable throughout the community. It brings together roughly about 1,200 people each year to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice. And the ceremony, it really stands apart. I mean, it's the only statewide event that honors all branches of Maryland's public safety community. And it's held at the Fallen Heroes Garden at the cemetery, a beautiful part of that cemetery, by the way, if you've never seen it. And it's just a time to reflect on the brave men and women who lost their lives in the line of duty over the past year. And it's an opportunity where we have to stand with their friends and their families and with other first responders, and we just pay tribute to them. And I look forward to that today, and I'm going to have our own tribute towards the end of the show. So I want to take time today to talk a little bit about Baltimore County. I want to talk about how in Baltimore County, we need a change. Yes, we need a drastic change. And I think Pat Dyer, running for county executive, is one of the big parts of that change. And I, of course, am running for the Baltimore County Council here. And I'm looking for this article I wanted to touch on, but of course it's not right in front of me. Chris, and this always happens. Where did the article go? I will find it in just a minute here. Let's see. Well, I'm going to touch on that topic in a little bit, but I want to get back to a story before I paid tribute when it came to Baltimore City and Baltimore County and some of the crime issue. I reported what allegedly happened in Towson last night, and then I asked the listening audience whether or not you believe crime was down. And then I talked about this story yesterday about quality of life crime in parts of Baltimore City being out of control, and the community association, this coalition there, pointed out that things like illegal dirt bikes riding through their neighborhoods and open-air drug use, you had noise and chaos, vandalism, break-ins, even fear of gun violence was happening. And I want to point out, whether it's in the city, here in the county, or throughout Maryland, this is what happens if leadership allows disorder to fester. And it starts small. It always starts small. But when you ignore it and you refuse to enforce the law, these small problems grow, they multiply, they take over, and the quality of life declines. And you see families leave, business leave, the tax base erodes, and a city or a county suffers from it. And then we start to hear that it's just part of the problem. It's normal, or they act like it's normal, and they let it become the norm. And then basically it becomes a situation where, well, we're not supposed to talk about it. Well, don't tell me that these problems can't be fixed, because they can. And it's been done before. And it's been done in much more challenging areas. Just take New York City, for example. A far bigger place than Baltimore, far bigger city. Millions and millions more people. When you had somebody like Rudy Giuliani came in, they turned it around. And how did they do that? Well, they enforced the law. And they embrace the idea that small things matter. That's what's happening in Towson right now. And Rudy Giuliani, he had that broken windows policing policy. Stop the small offenses before they become big ones. Actual real accountability. Use the data. Have commanders and the police responsible for what happens in their district, and have aggressive enforcement, especially of these quality of life crimes. You don't want to talk Baltimore City. Enforce the quality of life crimes. because that's how you first start to bring disorder under control. But let's check in before I go any further with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic.
Brought to you as a service of the Mid-Atlantic Mushroom Company. They're located in Essex, Baltimore County, with the wreck Hartford Road at Joppa Road. They may be in a parking lot now, but they'll be on the lookout for that. Typical ride on the Beltway. The Parkville side has actually been the slowdown this morning on the outer loop around Hartford Road. And off and on, we've been dealing with this slowdown going into the old Harbor Tunnel on 895. And from time to time, it's been backed up towards the O'Donnell Street ramp. And now it actually looks a little better from that point going in. So we're back under 5 minutes again on 895. So it doesn't take much to back it up. Just a broken down vehicle or a slow moving vehicle southbound can hold us up. It's going to be a delay on the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. Tractor trailer is broken down in the roadway on the outer loop near 450. And that's just on the east side of the Capitol Beltway. Pretty good size backup, according to the data, backed up maybe as far back as Route 214. The Mid-Atlantic Mushroom Company is having their spring bash tomorrow beginning at 9 with arts and crafts, candles, jewelry, bakery items, and food trucks. And you can sample their tasty mushrooms. Stop by, visit, and like their Facebook page. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast mostly cloudy today, high in the mid-60s, a few scattered showers possible later today, and looks like overnight temps in the upper 40s, with tomorrow cloudy, showers high in the low 60s. That is the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So just a reminder to the listeners, call in immediately if you want to take part. And you see that, Penny? Call in right now. Immediately if you want to take part in
Post-haste.
Choose Your Fake News. And I have to say, Penny, you've struggled this week. And this one is not going to be any easier.
Do you plan this?
Penny, I spend a lot of time on Choose Your Fake News. 410-922-6680 if there is a contestant. And I hope so. We have a caller on the line here, Gary. Let's see if he is calling in about being a contestant or if he just wants to pull a Chuck Whitaker and complain. We'll see.
That's nice. That's nice.
Sorry, Chuck. Bad. I had to. I had to.
And there's Sean.
I know. Well, I understand.
You know what? I'm kidding, Chuck. You know I love you.
Paybacks well, are good. I love you, too.
All right. Wait. One more person.
Should I leave?
In the line. Let's see. On the line here. Honey, let's see if they're a contestant or if they're calling about one of the topics. Well, we're going to get started in, let's see. What do we have here? I'm waiting to come across the board and see, is this a contestant? Honey and Perry Hall. 5, 4, 3. Here we go. All right, honey, listen up closely because I'm starting here. Choose Your Fake News. Our first story today, comedian John Stewart is actually criticizing lawmakers who attended King Charles III's speech before Congress this week, while also those same people blasting President Trump during the No Kings protest. After King Charles' historic address to a joint session of Congress on Tuesday, his first as monarch, Stewart took to X to mock the irony of the moment, posting a photo of the speech, quote, "Would have been funny to see the facial reactions of an actual king with a No Kings parade yelling at him," Stewart wrote. Story number one. I hope you're listening. Honey, can you hear us, by the way, in Perry Hall?
Oh, it's Connie.
Connie. Honey, Connie. I see. It's Honey. It's close to that. It's Honey on the... Kristen, I'm blaming you. No. So did you hear that first story, or do I have to repeat it?
Yes, I did hear it.
Great. Well, in story number two, a new study found that artificial intelligence gave more praise and positive feedback to black student essays and differing treatment for other students based on their race and sex. The study titled Marked, where it says Examining Linguistic Biases and Personalized Automated Writing Feedback, was published in March by Stanford University researchers who analyzed 600 eighth grade persuasive essays through four different AI models, including various versions of OpenAI's ChatGPT. So again, a new study found that it gave more praise and positive feedback to black student essays. Story number three. A new study from Duke Health found that an AI tool can analyze children's medical records to predict the likelihood of ADHD years before it's typically diagnosed. It says here, before it's typically diagnosed, the model trained on data of over 140,000 can identify early developmental and behavioral patterns and has showed high accuracy across different groups. So, hon, or Connie, do you want to go first, second, or last?
I'll go second.
All right. Actually, there's four of us today, so that's going to leave. I'm going to start with you, Kristen. Is it story number one? John Stewart criticizes the hypocrisy behind the No Kings. Is it story number two, AI gives more praise to black student essays? Or number three, that AI can analyze children's medical records and predict before they are even diagnosed? Kristen?
Well, the, number one, I mean, the irony is hilarious. All the Democrats standing up and clapping like seals for an actual king after all of the No Kings protests. So I don't know if John Stewart's a liberal, though. Would he pick that out? But maybe he would. I think I'm going to go with number two, with the AI. I think AI probably will become more biased. I don't know if it is yet, but I'll say number two.
Kristen goes number two, and Maggie Hunter?
I am going with Kristen and say number two is the fake, just not enough.
Number two as well with the AI. Chuck, how about you?
Oh, no, Connie is next.
Oh, Connie, did you say, or you say Connie? you're, go ahead.
I think I'm going to go with three.
Number three. And Chuck?
I'm going to go with Connie, who is a honey. I'll go with
Thank you.
Well,
you're welcome.
So, story number two is, in fact, a true story. Story number three about the AI tool analyzing children's medical records and predicting before they even happen is, in fact, a true story.
Oh,
and, Kristen, you were very close. You were correct. And John Stewart, the liberal, unless he did something I'm not aware about, it was Tim Allen,
the more conservative comedian,
who went on Twitter. I told you I was going to make these tough, Patty. She's giving me or Maggie,
I'm
a mean look. But, yes, it was actually a different comedian. It was Tim Allen, and he pointed out, yes, the extreme hypocrisy, because they were up there laughing it up and clapping up for a king to come to a joint session of Congress, and yet the old hippie liberal types I saw out on York Road the other day protesting Donald Trump for being a king. So thank you, Connie, for playing. Kristen, we will be right back. Nino Mangiomi filling in for Sean Casey.
Hey guys, it's Carson. A politically divided country, trade war, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, the list goes on. Do you think these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? If you're not prepared, you could be in for a rude awakening. You've saved and grown your money once. You don't want to have to make it again. Just call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shah. With the Safe Retirement Solutions team, Rod and Paresh are published authors and radio hosts right here on WCBM. They can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your whole retirement plan. Do you want to get a handle on your retirement? If so, you can call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person visit or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120. Or visit them at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. Coming up next hour, I'll have Chris Papps. We're going to break down how I believe Baltimore City schools becoming more of a job creator than an educator, and how they have 34% of their school employees, over 4,400 are making over $100,000 a year. But I think I'm going to save my vision, my comments on how Baltimore County can improve and what needs to happen in Baltimore County if we want to be a successful and have a successful future going forward. But before we do anything else, let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic.
That broken down vehicle on the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County now blocking two of the left-hand lanes, outer loop at Route 450. There's going to be a delay coming up from Central Avenue, and it's a pretty much a gridlock situation right now, and that's on the outer loop as eventually try to come up into the area at College Park. That construction, which they do during the morning, is there. Northbound 95, we limit one lane down to the left, and it looks like that left-hand lane will be closed for a while, at least a mile rolling back up northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast mostly cloudy today, high in the mid-60s. A few scattered showers possible later today. The overnight temps in the upper 40s. With tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy showers, high in the 60s. So I was touching on a little bit about this crime, the perception of crime, whether it be Baltimore City or Towson, other parts of the state. And I was talking about how it can be fixed. It has been fixed. And it was done in places far more challenging than a county like Baltimore, where New York City, Rudy Giuliani, back in the early 2000s, I mean, you're talking millions of people, a serious crime issue, and he started to bring that under control. And how he did that was he embraced the idea, really, that small things really matter. And he had aggressive, very aggressive enforcement of quality of life crimes, put more officers on the streets, was more proactive with policing. But most importantly, what Rudy Giuliani did was have one goal, and that was accountability. It was accountability across the board where results mattered, not excuses. And that is the difference. It's a shame what the left has done in this country, not to get sidetracked here, by turning Rudy Giuliani, trying to make him in to just a kind of fringe caricature or a nut. When this man was one of the most impressive leaders and one of the greatest mayors this country's ever had in his prime, not to mention what he did to take on the mafia. Do you know what type of fortitude it takes to take on the mafia at the time he did in the early 90s? Rudy Giuliani is a once-in-a-lifetime type leader. But if you have, we don't even need a Rudy Giuliani. We just need somebody competent that's going again to put accountability first, and that's the difference. And when Baltimore residents are telling you what they're living through in Baltimore City, for example, the story about these quality of life crimes in Baltimore County, when you're reading and hearing about what's going on in Towson, believe the people. They're not making this up. Believe them. Don't just listen to somebody, a politician or somebody, say, well, crime's down, or even some in the police community that are sometimes have to serve almost like they're a politician in terms of some of the comments they make, where they talk about, yeah, crime's down. Well, at the end of the day, people are living the experience, and they know that crime is a very serious factor in their neighborhoods. They experience what's happening in their community, on their block. And right now, people are telling, especially in Baltimore City, but even here in Towson, that things are not okay. And the question is, will anyone in leadership actually truly listen? Or will they just keep pointing the finger or point the numbers? Because like I said, when it came to somebody like Giuliani, it was clear about what worked, and he went on, and it was performance-driven, and that's what needs to happen in Towson. That's what needs to happen in Baltimore City. You need precinct commanders who, if you're not going to reduce crime, you're going to be replaced. And there was a clear expectation then. There needs to be a clear expectation now. If there's not results, well, you need results. No excuses, plain and simple. No more games or the distractions. And no more I'm sick of this one. No more lowering the bar. Like, we're supposed to just accept that juveniles are getting off the bus, or juveniles that are right there outside of the promenade apartment beating the hell out of one person. What is it? 10, 12, 15 of them. Stuff we've never seen before in Towson. We're not supposed to lower the bar where it is okay, where an individual pulls out a gun outside of the Macy's parking lot at 3:45 and points it at someone. We're not supposed to think that mobs of teens, we're not supposed to lower the bar where mobs of teens are allowed to come into malls like Towson or White Marsh, take over, rob people in the parking lot, and think that that is the new standard. That is not going to become the norm in Baltimore County. Unfortunately, in places like Baltimore City and others across the country, it's become somewhat of a norm to expect crime to be that bad. And I don't think Rudy Giuliani, when you had real leadership, was worried about checking boxes when it came to getting the job done, or failed ideology about and or DEI or any of that nonsense when he was hiring people to do the job. That's why somebody like Pat Dyer, and I'm going to break this down later on in the 8 o'clock hour, with a Pat Dyer County executive, you're going to have the best, the toughest, the most capable people in the positions that matter. That's why it's crucial that Baltimore County goes in a new direction. Nino Mangione filling in. I'm going to have a great piece later on that. And Chris Papps joins us at the top of the hour.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. There are questions about the presidential line of succession following last weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner attack.
92-year-old Republican Chuck Grassley of Iowa is third in line for the presidency and was the highest-ranking official not in attendance at the dinner.
I think I learned that on television at the time.
Speaking to the Salem Radio Network in his Capitol Hill office, Grassley said a thorough Secret Service review is underway, but some possible policy changes are already being discussed.
They're thinking now in the White House that it was even wrong to have the president and vice president at the same event. And I think that that would be wise.
Grassley commended the Secret Service for its swift response and bravery. Greg Clugston, Capitol Hill.
Breaking a Democrat logjam, Republicans have ended the 76-day Department of Homeland Security shutdown. The Founding Freedoms Law Center has filed a legal challenge to the ballot question for a proposed Virginia constitutional amendment. That amendment enshrines a sweeping right to reproductive freedom, including abortion, throughout pregnancy. By law, the question should be neutral and accurate. But Center Chief Counsel Josh Hertzler says it's deceptive and fails to inform voters that the amendment would nullify current state laws.
The amendment will eliminate parental consent and notification before a minor obtains an abortion. It will eliminate parental notification and consent before a minor undergoes a sexual sterilization procedure, which often occurs in transgender-related surgeries. It will allow any person at all, whether licensed or not, to perform an abortion.
The lawsuit asks the court to declare that the language as written is unconstitutional and to permanently block its enforcement. The Dow futures up 122 points, NASDAQ futures down 36. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Here's something most people don't know. When Warren Buffett was just 13 years old, he didn't put his money into a savings account. While other kids were earning next to nothing at local banks, Buffett put $114 into a little-known investment. Today, that $114 would be worth over $15 million. And it wasn't a risky trade. It wasn't insider knowledge. It was an account that's been around since 1888. And over the last 25 years, it's averaged 29%. 10% a year. That's what happens when your money is allowed to compound. Compare that to today's savings account, paying less than 0.5%, while inflation quietly eats away at your buying power. Buffett understood early. Banks are great businesses, just not for savers. If you'd like to see what some investors call the 29% account, go now to ask29account.com. That's ask29account.com. Ask29account.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Good morning. Back up towards Annapolis is there. It's the usual delay. I-97 southbound right at the merge at Route 32. It gets better after the bridge at 178. There are no problems right now through Annapolis in the area from the Bay Bridge to the area of the Severn River Bridge and then over towards I-97. All the lanes are open. We're looking live at the JFX. Lanes are open. Good conditions right now. Ruxton Road, City County Line through downtown. A reminder, if you're downtown today, first day of the Flower Mart, and streets are blocked off in the area of Mount Vernon Place at Monument Street. Our situation right now, both the tunnels, all the lanes are open. The big junction is clear at Camden Yards at 95 Russell Street and 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. A chance for a few scattered showers this evening and tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
46 in Reisterstown, 46 in Pasadena. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines. Lines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore's one step closer to banning private detention facilities. City Council President Zeke Cohen says no corporation should profit from the detention of our neighbors, and he's proud that the bill is passed out of committee. On Thursday, the city's Land Use Committee advanced the measure without opposition, and it now moves to the full council for consideration. The legislation would prohibit the ownership and operation of private detention centers within city limits. Federal facilities would not be affected. And Governor Moore has appointed Frank Wasche III to serve on the Maryland Transportation Authority Board. Wasche is a retired professional engineer with more than 40 years of experience in transportation engineering and construction management. He was introduced at his first MDTA board meeting on Thursday. Governor Moore says his leadership and technical expertise will be a strong asset to the board and the people of Maryland. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 607, the pick four, 9401. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 8:05 brought to you by Farn and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Birds and Astros splitting a pair yesterday at Camden Yards. The O's winning the opener 10-3 behind a pair of grand slams from Adley Rutschman and Jeremiah Jackson. Game 1 winner Chris Bassitt talking about Rutsch in the postgame.
World class when it comes to catching. He's also world class when it comes to hitting. So I'm just happy he's my teammate for sure. Yeah, I've seen it too much on the other side where it's like, gosh dang. But yeah, he's the real deal.
Now, game 2, a much different story, unfortunately, according to manager Albernaz.
The second game was just ugly. Like, that's unacceptable. Like, it was a doubleheader. It's tough to win one game in the big leagues, never mind two on the same day, but we didn't give ourselves a chance to win this game.
11-5 was the final. Brandon Young allowing 10 hits and 10 runs in four innings pitched. Team looked shaky in the field. So April is over. The Birds finished the month 15-16, five games behind New York in the AL East. They'll take on the Yanks in the Bronx tonight, with Kate Povich likely getting called up to make the start. The 152nd Kentucky Derby will take place tomorrow at Churchill Downs. The Run for the Roses scheduled to go off at 6:57 p.m. Maryland horses to watch include Test Score, currently at 7-2, Love Your Neighbor at 6-1, Italian Soiree at 10-1, trained by John Terranova II, and Dazzling Dame Along Shot at 30-1. And finally, what it's like to pick up the phone if you're Elijah Surratt from Baltimore, Maryland, grew up watching the Ravens, and Eric DaCosta is on the other end.
Elijah.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you? This is Eric DaCosta with the Ravens.
Man, what's going on?
How would you feel about coming back to Baltimore to play?
Man, it'd be real great. We're back like it's high school again.
Cool, calm, and collected. That is Elijah Surratt, an NCAA champion with the Indiana Hoosiers. Coming up in 30 minutes, a wake-up call for the Oriole pitching staff. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company. So much to get to in this hour. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to, so I'm going to get started right away as we are joined by an award-winning investigative reporter with Fox Baltimore and Project Baltimore. He is also the author of Failure Factory, which is a powerful look, his new book, and how a system meant to educate students ends up failing them. So before I go any further, good morning, Chris. Thank you for coming in today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Yep, and your story, I touched on this yesterday, and I find it to be exactly what's wrong with government in a nutshell. But I want to hear from you and what you discovered with your investigative reporting here about a new investigation that one of the things that that stands out and highlight the most here, 4,400 employees in Baltimore City's school system, making over $100,000 a year. So I'm going to let you speak here. Tell us all about what you've learned, what you've found out, and then I'm going to ask you another question, put you in the spot a little bit to see if you have done any of this reporting or plan to in terms of Baltimore County Schools, which is obviously of high interest for me as a county council candidate. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, this is a story that we do probably once every 2 years because we like to give taxpayers an update on how their money is being spent. So what we do is we pull the employee salary database for Baltimore City Public Schools, and we take a look at how much people are making, and then we compare that to how the school system is doing. So the results that we found this year were there's 12,800 employees in Baltimore City Public Schools, 12,800. 34% of those employees are now making more than $100,000 a year. 34%, more than a third of all the employees in Baltimore City Public Schools are making six-figure salaries. Now, 56 people are making more than $200,000 a year. Now, to put that into perspective, the governor makes about $185,000 a year. So you have 56 employees of Baltimore City Public Schools that are making more than $200,000 a year, and 34% of all the employees making more than $100,000 a year. So how does that compare to 2 years ago? Well, 2 years ago, I think it was 19% of the employees were making over $100,000 a year. So it went from 19% to 34%. and the number of people that were making more than $200,000 a year went from about 20 to 56. So you can see that the employees in the school system are getting massive increases in salaries that taxpayers are paying for. So what are taxpayers getting for that additional money? Well, Baltimore City Schools has the state's lowest graduation rate, the state's lowest attendance rate, the state's lowest average SAT score, the state's highest dropout rate, the state's highest chronic absenteeism rate. Baltimore City Schools also has the lowest English proficiency rate in the entire state. So it is the lowest performing school system in the state. It is also the highest funded, and it has been like this for the whole 9 years that Project Baltimore has been investigating education. So those are the updated numbers, Nino.
Chris, staggering. Absolutely incredible reporting. Hold on for 1 second. We're going to check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic.
The broken down tractor trailer, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, still there. Two of the left-hand lanes blocked. Outer loop at Route 450. Delays go all the way back to Central Avenue. The inner loop is kind of looking at it, and you'll have a delay coming around from College Park and through that area. But most of the heavy hit right now is on the outer loop through there. Some slowing if you're going towards Annapolis. That backup is still there. That's the normal delay. I-97 southbound right at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We're looking at mostly cloudy today, high in the mid-60s. A few scattered showers possibly later today with the overnight temps in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy showers high in the low 60s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. And again, we're joined by award-winning journalist and Fox Baltimore. We had the Fox 45 Weather there, and now we have the Fox Baltimore investigative journalist Chris Papps with us. And he just laid out some truly incredible statistics where you have Baltimore City, the highest funded school system in the state of Maryland, yet the results are the lowest when it comes to graduation rates and attendance and SAT scores. They are the highest, unfortunately, when it comes to dropouts and chronic absenteeism in Maryland. And what is happening here, Chris, to me, you have investment through the roof, but yet you're producing some of the worst results, and yet the people in charge, they're the ones that keep getting rewarded. The individuals in charge, and you're looking at almost $2 billion a year, but what kills me is oversight, for example. There's no inspector general in Baltimore City government that specifically looks into education. They just keep feeding this beast, and there's very little oversight.
Well, there is an inspector general for education for the state that would have oversight over Baltimore City public schools. That person is now going through a transition. So the previous inspector general of the state had Rick Henry. He's been replaced. Governor Moore has chosen somebody who came from Governor Moore's office. His legal counsel in his office working for Governor Moore is now the inspector general for education over in Annapolis. And to really kind of think about that for a second, this is an election year. So did Governor Moore put somebody in for Inspector General for Education who is going to release a bunch of bombshell investigative scandal reports about education right before an election? I mean, we're going to have to find out, but there's a lot of skepticism over this because when Rick Henry came in, he came in from the outside. He came from the U.S. Marshals Service to be the Inspector General for Education appointed by Governor Larry Hogan. But now the new Inspector General is coming from Governor Moore's office in Annapolis. So is that person going to hold school systems accountable during an election year? We're going to have to find out.
And yeah, you make a point, and I want to make sure that I elaborate here. What I meant is that Baltimore City, what I was referring to, public schools, does not have its own standalone inspector general's office, much like Baltimore County. And this is a little bit of a different discussion, but Baltimore County is one of the, I'm actually going to break this down in a little bit after we finish this interview, but it was actually brought to our Baltimore County delegation where the senators decided, nope, we're going to kill the bill to have more independent oversight. oversight over the Baltimore County school systems, which is $2.5 billion, almost basically 50% of its county budget, which I just found to be a terrible mistake. And that brings up the next question for you. Have you or do you plan to do this type of reporting in Baltimore County with the school system?
We do, but it may not surprise you that Baltimore County is less willing to give us the information. So we don't have the employee salary database for Baltimore County schools yet, while we have it for Baltimore City. Now, Baltimore County is a school system that's in decline. The graduation rate is currently at a 15-year low, and the dropout rate in Baltimore County schools is at a 15-year high. The numbers haven't been this bad since 2011. So the school system is certainly in decline, and we can see the budget is also going up exponentially, as many school systems' budgets are around the state. So we are looking into that, Nino, but we just don't have the data yet to report it. But once we do get it, we'll make it available.
And you brought up the statewide inspector general. I want to go back to that for just a second, because you're right. I don't know if he was pushed out either way. He basically, it seems to me, was pushed out. But the point I want to make here, he actually testified on behalf of the Baltimore County bill, saying Baltimore County should have its own independent inspector general review of the Baltimore County school system, and yet again, it was still killed. And it's interesting, because I know this is a lot of detail-oriented work that you guys do, and it takes a lot of time, and I do hope, and it's absolutely shameful that the Baltimore County schools would not be cooperating with you on your investigation. And I am going to touch on this in just a moment. With a new superintendent coming in, the first question should be asked is whether or not they support an independent inspector general having the right to review our Baltimore County public schools. But Chris, I want to give you the last word, and if you want to take a moment to talk about your book, Failure Factory, which has been a huge success.
Sure. So it came out about 8 months ago, and right now, as we're talking, it's a number one bestseller on Amazon. So it's been on the bestseller list now for 8 months. And it's really an investigation, an eight-year investigation Project Baltimore has done into why so much money goes into public education, but the academic outcomes simply don't increase for students. And in many ways, they get worse as more money gets put into the school system. This book answers the how and the why. How is that happening, and why is that happening, and why does it seem to be happening in Maryland more than it's happening in other places? So, yeah, I appreciate the mention of it. Book's called Failure Factory, How Baltimore City Public Schools Deprive Taxpayers and Students of a Future. But it's not just about Baltimore City. It's about all the school systems in Maryland and really throughout the country.
Chris, excellent work as always. Truly appreciate you joining us and offering us this insight. I mean, all the hard work and investigative journalism you do, really bringing to light what a lot of people think but have no idea of the magnitude and the numbers of the tax dollars that go into this. So, Chris Papps, Fox 45, thank you again for joining us. So now, next joining us is Vinny Steo, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, serving Maryland and lower PA for two decades. Vinny, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Nino. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday to you. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And I know you've been listening on WCBM for years. And one of my favorite parts of your business is how you're helping seniors when it's time for them to downsize.
Yeah, and you know we see too often today seniors selling to investors. They're just paying way less than market value, stealing equity, or unqualified real estate agents who are only focused on putting a sign in the yard and getting a commission check and totally forgetting about the customer.
Yeah, I know all the years you've been working with these seniors, your focus has always been on introducing programs that really make a difficult process so much easier and less stressful. I'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so doing that is part of our company core values, Nino. Our Second Mile Senior Services focuses on finding out what the goals and needs are of our customer and then coming up with a plan to get them what they need within their time frame, all with the least amount of hassles and inconvenience. A great example of this is our trade-up program, which gets you into one of our homes, and then we'll buy your home for 95% of market value. It's really as simple as trading in a car.
Okay, so if someone wants to buy one of your homes, you'll just buy their home? And I guess it doesn't get any simpler than that.
Yeah, that's right, Nino. You know, for example, we've got a two-bedroom, two-bath ground floor condo in Carroll County, less than 2 years old. So somebody looking to not mow or shovel anymore and live in a 55-plus community, this one is for them. So here's how the trade-up program would work. Buy this awesome home, and we'll buy yours for 95% of market value. No open houses, no picky buyers, no financing contingencies. You sell as is and start living the good life.
Wow. I mean, that sounds perfect for anyone looking to enjoy their golden years without all the headaches and the maintenance and the repairs, you know, that a typical home has.
Yeah, right. You know, I'm starting to reach that age where the work around the house is not as much fun as it used to be. So if you're thinking about trading in your current home for a better life, you can call or text me today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Well, Vinny, as always, thank you for joining us this morning. Every Friday morning at this time, Vinny Stia with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty on WCBM. Call or text Vinny at 410-709-7515. Have a great weekend, Vinny.
Thanks, Nino. Appreciate it.
All right, let's check in. Chuck Whitaker in traffic.
On 95 Harford County, the 76 mile marker, it's construction. They work during the day, not overnight. They work during the day. They block a lane, and they're blocking the left-hand lane northbound through there at least a mile back up. Much more stop and go than it was even 25 minutes, a half an hour ago. Pretty good size back up northbound. Ridiculous that they work during the rush hour on the northbound side. That broken down tractor trailer, Prince George's County, still a problem coming up the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop at Route 450, and you're backed up there back to Route 214. The Beltway locally looks good, and we're clear at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We're looking at mostly cloudy today, high in the mid-60s. A few scattered showers possible later today with overnight temps in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy showers, high in the low 60s. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Kristen, hit it. America 250, Moments of the Day, 1931. The iconic Empire State Building officially opened in New York City. At the time, it was the tallest building in the world and became a lasting symbol of American ambition and innovation. 1863, the first U.S. military draft begins under Abraham Lincoln, the president. The Union enacted the first federal draft during the Civil War and marked a major expansion of federal authority during wartime. And in 1956, the polio vaccine becomes widely available. The polio vaccine campaign expanded nationwide after successful trials developed by Jonas Salk. It helped virtually eliminate one of the most feared diseases of the time. That is our America 250 moment. Brought to you by Kristen. I do not have it in front of me. Smile Design Center, and we're going to play their commercial.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Yep, thank you, Smile Design Center, sponsoring the 250 moment of the day. So just a couple minutes here. I want to start because what really I think is the main topic for me, as I mentioned, there is a big race coming up, and we're going to have, I'm going to touch on this story after the half-hour break, in Baltimore County, and I want to say one thing has become very clear, that the challenges we're facing right now in Baltimore County, and I've learned this from my time in politics, I mean, they're far too big for any one person to try to, you know, take on by themselves. You need a team. And I've been forming, and there's a team coming together, and it's not career politicians. It's not people looking for titles, but it's people who have built lives here, raised their families here, worked here, and they see what's happening, and they decided to step up. And that's what I want for Baltimore County, and that's why last night I was at Chuck Murphy's house. Chuck Murphy, someone with a real story, conservative, strong convictions, a clear understanding of what's at stake. He's running for delegate in District 42, 42A. I'm supporting Chuck with everything I have. He's bringing a perspective that's grounded in experience, and he's loved just an amazing family and community. And he had a fundraiser last night. It was great to meet some of his family members and friends. And then Kevin Ford, who's a fireman, a farmer, a father, a coach. I mean, there's nothing this guy can't do. And someone who's really, he's already lived a life of service. And him and his wife, Carrie, they've built an incredible life together. So, like so many families in Baltimore County, they're looking around. They're asking themselves where things are heading. And instead of sitting back, Kevin is stepping up. He's running for state senator. He's on the team. Jeff McDonald, another one, he spent his life in Baltimore County. He's built a successful private sector career. And he has always been active in conservative politics. And he thought about whether he was going to move down south and just be done with Maryland, retire. He's of that age. Just move on with life. But he said, no way. I'm going to keep fighting for Maryland. He made the decision to stay. And he's going to fight for his home, the place he's called home his whole life. And he's joined our ticket. And Pat Dyer, the lifelong Baltimore County resident, his family's dated back in Baltimore County for generations. He has an unbelievable business background, deeply tied into the community, years of giving back through his charitable organizations that he's been the president of. And he's been deeply involved, the Italian community, the Irish community. And he chose to run because he believes this county is at a turning point. I'm going to have more on this in just a moment. Let's check in with Maggie Hunter in traffic.
Thanks. Good morning. The Southern District Community Coalition is calling on Baltimore City leaders to address quality of life issues involving dirt bikes, open-air drug markets, illegal parking, and loitering. The group rallied outside of City Hall on Thursday to deliver a petition signed by more than 800 residents who live in neighborhoods that include Federal Hill, Pigtown, and Brooklyn. The petition is requesting a response from city leaders and the governor's office within 30 days. The coalition says the issues facing their communities are threatening their safety, stability, and quality of life. And Baltimore County police have arrested a man after he allegedly abducted a Cockeysville Middle School student on Thursday. The student told police she was walking to school when a man drove up to her and claimed he was a family friend. The suspect persuaded the girl to get into his car and he drove her to several locations before taking her to the school. Detectives later located the suspect and he was taken into custody. Police say the investigation is ongoing. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested five adults and a juvenile in connection with more than a dozen commercial burglaries. The group allegedly carried out the burglaries between February and April, forcing entry into businesses and taking money. Through a joint investigation with regional law enforcement partners, officers identified and located the suspects during an attempted burglary in Howard County, and they were arrested. The adult suspects are being held at the Howard County Detention Center without bond on multiple counts of burglary, theft, and destruction of property across several jurisdictions. and seven people have been arrested on gun and drug charges after the search of a Laurel home. Anne Arundel County Police assisted in executing a search warrant in the 200 block of Jill Lane, where detectives seized five firearms, including one that was reported stolen. In addition, police found suspected marijuana, fentanyl, oxycodone, scales, and more than $3,400 in cash. The suspects, who are between 20 and 25 years old, are facing multiple charges. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
833 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That backup into Annapolis is still there. It's a slowdown. It's a speed reduction southbound I-97 as you're coming down through the ramps here at Route 32. And then after the bridge at 178, it's all the way down to 50 with no problems at all. Just looked at the Bay Bridge. There had been a report eastbound. There may have been debris in the roadway, and I don't see any impact traffic going over from the area around Sandy Point towards Kent Island. They're all doing fine. Traffic westbound is clear with three lanes open. Most of the Beltway has gone back to normal. We don't have any big problems at the Hartford Tunnels. Construction northbound 95 at Route 24 in Hartford County takes away the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. A chance for a few scattered showers this evening and tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Yanks tonight in the Bronx, New York. A big early season four-game set for Baltimore, who find themselves 15-16 at the end of April. Five games behind the Yanks in the AL East. Inconsistent has been the word to describe Baltimore's play, defense included, and it was the word used by manager Albernaz after yesterday's doubleheader split with the Astros.
Yeah, to me, it's just consistency. I think anyone that watched the first game, I would say our defense was pretty good, if not really good. The second game was just ugly. Like, that's unacceptable.
Game one winner Chris Bassitt talking about the pitching staff and the new approach they use over the last few games.
I'm not going to give you our secrets, but I think all of our starters have been pretty poor throughout the year, and I thought we kind of had to come to Jesus before Shane start and just had some talks, hard talks about kind of how we were pitching.
O's have undecided listed as tonight's starter in New York. Cade Povich will likely be recalled today. The Ravens begin a three-day rookie minicamp today in Owings Mills. 11 draft picks and between 17 to 19 undrafted free agents will attend. One of the draft picks, third-round pick, Jacoby Lane, wide receiver at a USC.
Catching passes from Lamar Jackson, if that doesn't put a smile on your face, I don't know what will. And then in that same sense, if he turns on the Jets and gets past the line of scrimmage, I'll be sure to get on my man and block downfield. So
NCAA postseason lacrosse action yesterday. Big Ten tournament, Hopkins advances 14-12 over Michigan, but Maryland falls 8-6 to Penn State. It'll be the Blue Jays against the Nittany Lions in the conference final tomorrow. Meanwhile, Towson advances in the CAA tournament 14-7 over Monmouth at Johnny Unitas Stadium yesterday. The Tigers will host Stony Brook tomorrow for a berth in the NCAAs. And a Patriot League semifinal today, Loyola will take on Colgate at 7
7:30 p.m. That'll be on the CBS Sports Network. And finally, 17-time hot dog eating champion Joey Chestnut telling Fox News what he won't sling down his throat in competition: raw oysters, popcorn, and Twinkies, wary of the sugar headache. Happy heavenly birthday today to American singer Kate Smith, a hockey hero in Philadelphia. Flyers' record was 37-3-1 when Kate Smith sang "God Bless America," beating the Bruins to win the Stanley Cup in 1974. Birthdays today: Hall of Fame jockey Steve Coffin rode affirmed to the Triple Crown in 1978, turned 65 today, and former Redskins wide receiver Gary Clark, part of the Fun Bunch, turned 64. The time now is 8:37, and that is the week in Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A lot to get to in this last 20 minutes or so. We're also going to have Jeff Bozell give us his Kentucky Derby picks. And then finally, we're going to end the show with a tribute to our fallen heroes. Today is Fallen Heroes Day at Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens. We'll be heading off in just a couple hours after the show today. So I was talking about Baltimore County. Baltimore County is at a turning point, and part of that is because we have been under one-party control for nearly 40 years in this county. 40 years almost since we've had a Baltimore County Republican executive, and when one party is in complete control for that long, you start to see the same patterns, whether it's less accountability and more excuses and decisions that really they don't reflect what residents are experiencing day to day. So the question really becomes, what needs to change? And we can start with education. I was just talking about it with Chris Papps. And the Baltimore County school system, with a $2.5 billion operation, one of the largest areas of public spending, well, it is the largest area of public spending in tied to the taxpayers in Baltimore County, right? And yet there's resistance for the oversight. The effort to give the inspector general the authority to investigate the waste, fraud, and abuse within the school system, that effort had incredible support, it had momentum, and it was stopped. And that is a major problem in Baltimore County. No matter where you stand politically, transparency and accountability should not be controversial. They should be at the forefront of Baltimore County government. And when you're talking about that level of funding, half of the budget, and yet the Baltimore County Democrats shot it down. The Baltimore County Democrat senators shot it down. And then you talk about education in Baltimore County going forward. There's a new superintendent who is going to be selected, and there should be a clear expectation: support the transparency, support the oversight, and be willing to answer a very simple question. Should there be the authority within the IG to look into the waste, fraud, and abuse? And if no, if that's not an absolute yes, push them out the door. They should not even be considered for the job. And then you talk about schools, what we're seeing on the ground in schools. There's this situation that just came in the news a day or two ago involving, I guess, these Dumbarton Middle School. And it's a perfect example. It is a perfect example of something that needs to change, where parents raise concerns, apparently for months, about violence on the school bus, which, by the way, I put in a bill in Annapolis. They study everything in Annapolis, but I had one to look into school bus violence and safety. And those concerns, well, that bill was shot down But this story here about Dunbarton, a parent raised these concerns for months, and they weren't addressed. And the very same students, later on, were involved in a serious incident at a Towson bus stop. Could have been prevented. That's what happens when problems are ignored instead of being addressed early. There has to be accountability, there has to be intervention, and there has to be a clear message that safety, it's not optional. And when we talk about public safety in a more broad context, it's another major concern. The county is significantly short on police officers. That has an impact, ladies and gentlemen. And it affects everything. Response time, visibility, overall safety. And residents, they see what's happening. We see it, and I've been talking about it throughout the week. Towson, for example, they see the incidents. They hear the stories, the thugs running around causing this crime. And they're asking, really, basically, a simple question here. Is it being taken seriously? And addressing these issues mean putting a lot more officers on the street. And I know there's a police presence in Towson. But are we letting police and we supporting them in doing their job and the proactive policing? And throughout Baltimore County, just like I talked about with Giuliani, we need to focus on areas where these problems are emerging. We need to be consistent in how these serious crimes are handled. And one thing in Baltimore County, which we have to point out, where there was this situation of this Randallstown carjacking, where this case, the judge in this case, Judge Cahill, sent a very strong message, and I have to give him credit where it's due, because judges need to be held accountable. A violent crime with a devastating consequence, well, it resulted in a significant sentence, and that's exactly what needs to happen. But before we go any further, let's check in with Chuck Whitaker in traffic.
All right, the ramp coming off of 95 onto Russell Street. Right now, I don't see any cars on that ramp. Okay, here comes one guy now. So it kind of scared me there for a minute. I thought something going on down here I don't know about. They're looking at the ramp, so there may have been an issue there. That's the long ramp that eventually takes you down to Russell Street and out onto the VW Parkway. But I see traffic there again, so there may have been an issue there at the beginning of that ramp and now has settled down. So 95 Russell Street here at 395. All the lanes are open, absolutely clear at both the Harbor Tunnels. Very good news there. Capitol Beltway still hurting. Tractor trailer still blocking two of the left-hand lanes on the outer loop at Route 450 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, high in the mid-60s, a few scattered showers possible later today with the overnight temps in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers high in the low 60s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today. And let's now go to the feel-good story of the day.
I need some good.
Today's feel-good story, this one, yes, I'm guilty of this, but the story is good news, and it's phone-free social events are rapidly growing, especially among Gen Z and millennials, with global events increasing by 567% and attendance rising significantly. It says the trend reflects a shift away from constant smartphone use towards more in-person, offline interaction, with strong growth both in the U.S. and the U.K. And it looks like here what started as a niche idea is quickly becoming mainstream as most people seek real-world connection and reduced digital distraction. Again, I am guilty, and everybody else, yeah, put the phone down, talk to your friends and your family, and stop diving so deep into social media and the news, and just take a second to breathe and communicate and have that personal one-on-one. It goes a long way. So that is our feel-good story of the day.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you've been waiting for the right moment to upgrade your home, the wait is over. Town Appliance in Owings Mills is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking Black Friday savings in the middle of spring. Choose from over 70 top-tier brands, including Frigidaire and Electrolux. Stop in at Le Maire and Maire. Find the perfect fit for your kitchen and your budget with flexible financing. They're open every day but Saturday. Visit townappliance.com today for hours and more information.
Thank you. Yep, Chris, and that is our feel-good story of the day. It was brought to you by Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs. So I was talking about Baltimore County. I was going through this Randallstown carjacking where the case, the sentence delivered here, this is exactly what we need more of, and it reinforces that actions have consequences here. Because these thugs stole a car, or they carjacked a senior citizen. And then they drove away with the car, had her, dragged her, and also ran over her 83 or 4-year-old mother. And the judge said, no, this is not going to happen in Baltimore County. And a violent crime like that with severe consequences, well, led to a very serious sentence. And that sends a message. I think it was 75 years, something like that. And that's the type of consistency we need. We're not going to allow Baltimore County to be overtaken by that type of violent crime. And then you have economic development, right? Over and over again, I am out on the campaign trail, and people talk about how difficult the permitting process has become. I mean, simple permits, delays, red tape, frustration for people. And it's not just those in the construction industry or building big projects. And why is it taking so long to get approval for these simple projects? And sometimes it's somebody building a deck in their backyard. And it takes longer sometimes to get the approval than it does to complete the actual project. Fixing that is about making government work better, faster, more efficiently, and that should be done across the spectrum with county government. And when it comes to actual development, I mean, we need to be thoughtful, right? Growth should match with infrastructure. So we have to make sure roads and schools, public safety resources all need to keep pace. And then there's the issue that comes up almost every conversation, that's cost. I mean, property tax assessments rising, state taxes and fees are rising, families are feeling it, seniors on fixed income. And we need to make sure that government is mindful of that. We can't just keep asking for more in Baltimore County, and we have to use what we have effectively. And at the end of the day, that comes down to what direction are we going to go, and are we going to send Baltimore County a message that we're going to put us right on back on the right track, be more efficient with the money, have stronger law enforcement presence, logic when it comes to our business and economic development. That's what we're trying to offer. That's what I've been making a serious effort to give the people of Baltimore County a chance this election cycle. I know it's not going to be easy. I know it's going to be an uphill fight. But that's what I've been working on to try to help Baltimore County. So you're listening to Nino Mangione, Talk Radio 680, filling in for Sean Casey. And I have on the line with us Jeff Bozell, horse racing expert extraordinaire, to just talk to us a little bit about the big day tomorrow, the Kentucky Derby, and how we can all make a couple dollars. Jeff, thanks for calling in, my friend.
Oh, good morning, Nino. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you.
But I thought I was going to be speaking to G. Gordon Liddy.
G. Gordon was a patriot, I can tell you that.
All right. Well, as you just stated, we do have the 152nd running of the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby tomorrow at 6:57. And like every derby, there is a million horses that can win it. But you just got to try to eliminate a few and hopefully get some big long shots in there, which we're going to talk about hopefully in a few minutes.
Well, I'm sure you'll be over there with our good friends, probably Big Al and Eddie Toman and a couple of those guys, and Rick
and Rick Burns.
Our friends at Costas in Baltimore. Historic Maryland State Fairgrounds, Lutherville, Timonium. I'll probably be making an appearance, but is that where you're heading tomorrow to watch, Jeffrey?
I'm sure I might even stop by Costas today, because today is the Ladies' Day, and it's the running for all the fillies. They're a big race, actually, which is going to be going off at like 9 o'clock at night. They're running under the lights on Friday at Churchill for the with the ladies. So, and that's a whole different story, but that's a great, it's just an unbelievable card today, tomorrow, pretty much every day at Churchill Downs when they're running.
Yeah, well, they do a great job at Costas. And Jeffrey, who's going to win tomorrow's big race? 30 seconds.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do real quick. I'm going to break it down to real quick. I think the top chances for the top win contenders, just real quick, I got four of them. I'm going to let your listeners, your millions and millions of listeners, decide on how they're going to break it down. So let's go with the number 6 horse, Commandment. He's currently 7-1. Renegade, the one hole, which is a problem, but he's such a good horse. He's a big closer. He's the one horse. He's currently 5-1. Emerging Markets, 11-1, the 15 horse. And the 8 is So Happy, 6-1. I think those four have a really good chance of winning this race. And then followed behind them, we're going to go with some also good shots. These all also can win. Just put them in your supers, triples, whatever you want to do.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey, for the call. And I'll see you tomorrow. See old Eddie Toman and Big Al. We'll see them all.
Don't forget Eddie Turner.
Eddie Turner, all the guys. Rick, I will see you tomorrow. Hopefully we'll win some money. Thanks for calling in. Nino Mangione, I'm filling in here for Sean Casey. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill? The possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Let's check in with Chuck Whitaker in traffic.
Good job this week, my friend.
Thank you, Chuck.
Have a good weekend.
You as well.
Put $5 on the nose of number 6 for me. That's my favorite number.
Number 6.
Yeah. Biggest win I ever had was at Pimlico. Won $417 in one day.
There you go.
At the Preakness, as a matter of fact. All right, so we have a late problem here on the Beltway. Baltimore County Fire just went up the inner loop. They spotted a tractor-trailer apparently broken down. Not sure if it's a tractor-trailer, but at least the truck. Inner loop between Liberty Road and 795. The backup is starting here at Liberty Road right now. So when they reported it, it wasn't here 5 minutes ago. Now it's there. It's in the roadway, and that's going to be a problem. So if you're coming up from I-70, you're heading towards 795 or Reisterstown Road, be prepared. Some brake lights now north of Liberty Road on the inner loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, mostly cloudy, high in the mid-60s. A few scattered showers possible later with overnight temps in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, high in the low 60s. That is our Fox Baltimore Weather Authority forecast. We are joined by Kim Klasick. Kim, what is the topics, the hot topics on your show today?
Thank you, Doggett. Okay, so coming up today, we've got Ryan DeRocky, Doggett in Baltimore County. He's going to join us at 9:35 a.m. Apparently, they want to expand transit to the rural communities. So there was a lot of chatter on Facebook. Also, at 11:35 a.m., we'll be speaking to Chris Burnett, CD6 candidate. Of course, lots of familiarity with Middle East and everything that's going on right now, because, of course, there was another announcement from President Trump on the latest in Iran, and he'll tell us what we should expect coming up this weekend. And, of course, we're going to touch some local topics as well.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
9 to noon, tune in. Kim Klasick live every day, weekday, 9 to noon. And I will be listening, but now it is time that we pay tribute to our fallen heroes. Today, Fallen Heroes Day at the Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens. remembering the brave men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our communities. And among them, this is from the Baltimore Sun, who are being honored today, is fire technician Jesse McCullough of the Prince George County Fire EMS Department, who died in 2018 at age 41 from occupational cancer. Served more than a decade at the fire service. Battalion Chief Lawrence H. Goldberg of Baltimore City Fire Department, who died in 2019 at age 50, also succumbed to occupational cancer. Goldberg began his career as a volunteer in Pikesville before rising through the ranks in Baltimore City to become a paramedic to the battalion chief. Captain Keith A. Phillips of the Winfield Community Volunteer Fire Department died in 2021 at age 48 from occupational cancer. Phillips spent his life in public service, beginning as a junior firefighter in Frederick County and later serving in Carroll County as both a volunteer firefighter and a 9/11 dispatcher. Chief Edward E. Ivey Jr. of the Fairmount Heights Police Department died in 2022 at age 60 from occupational illness. Ivey was widely regarded as a mentor and community leader and was recognized for his service by the Police Chiefs Association of Prince George County. Lieutenant Raymond Vargas Jr. of the Baltimore County Fire Department died in 2025 at age 42 from occupational cancer over a 12-year career. Vargas served at multiple stations across the county, earning a reputation for dedication in each assignment. Several of those honored died in 2025, including emergency vehicle driver Charles E. Mudra of the Baltimore City Fire Department, who was 53. Mudra was nearly a 30-year veteran of the fire service. He died after a medical emergency during a training session at the Baltimore Fire Academy. Lieutenant Mark R. Drownbauer Jr., a 23-year veteran of the Baltimore City Fire Department, he died in 2025 at age 44 after suffering a medical emergency and falling from an aerial ladder while battling a fire. In keeping with his wishes, he was placed on life support so his organs could be donated. Detective Paul R. Hoke of the Baltimore County Police Department died in early 2026 at age 49 after a medical emergency while working a volunteer overtime shift on New Year's Eve. Hoke served 30 years with the department, including in the homicide and missing person units. Fire Captain William R. Lutonsky, Jr. of the Baltimore County Fire Department, died this year at age 48 from occupational cancer. Over a 26-year career, Lutonsky rose through the ranks and served at multiple stations, earning a reputation as a respected leader and mentor. God bless these individuals. God bless all the men and women who serve our nation overseas and in our military, who serve our communities as first responders. I've met many of these brave, humble individuals who every day are willing to run towards the danger, to run towards the fire. We are lucky to have each and every one of them. I will be heading off to Delaney Valley Gardens to pay tribute to these heroes and those of the past. Thank you all for tuning in. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. I will be back in again next week. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick is live up next.
This is the right choice for Maryland.